Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The Broadway. Shake up. We are live on the air for another installment of the show. Baby, this is the official radio station where you can definitely get all ballroom information and you can definitely get the recap on what happened from Thursday into Monday, bitch. This is your number one station, honey, where it goes motherfucking down, girls. I don't know what the, well, I know what happened, but hold on one moment. I have to take a commercial break, and I'll be back after these words from my sponsors.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team street win. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Okay, we're back from our commercial break. I had to take and answer my phone for the delivery man, honey. So, you know, I had to put you girls on the hoe, honey. But we're definitely back from our commercial break. And so, you know, like I was saying, it was a lot going on, honey. And I know, you know how I know, even though I know what had happened this weekend, I know it was a lot going on when I log into the radio show at 10:45. And then I don't come back to my computer until 11 o'clock to make sure everything is flowing right and everything. And I already had 40 girls on the phone lines on hold at 11:02. So, you know it's definitely going to be a mess here tonight, honey. It was a lot of fiascos that happened this weekend, honey. It was the Royal Rumble in Baltimore. They had a SmackDown in motherfucking Texas, bitch. And it was just a mess, honey. It was just a mess, and it's going to be a mess. I got girls already online on hold, honey. I'm going to go, and I'm going to play my other two commercials. And when I come through with my other two commercials, baby, we're going to get into the madness and all the drama that happened this weekend. I'm going to bring Miss London on the line. She's going to give whatever tea she got and whatever madness she had. But it was just a lot, girls. It's going to go down, honey. So we're going to play a commercial, and we'll be back.
The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University, Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Gasway Darion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislative massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Seven Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Won It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
What's going on? We are back, we are back, we are back, we are back, honey. Let's not waste no time. Let's get straight into the madness, honey, bitch. Let's get straight into it, honey. How you doing?
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge. Wanna go down like London, London, London. Wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta. European Verge. Just to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Matty, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Say it in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Here, we're here. Miss London, are you there? Hello? London, are you around? Hold on. London, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm finding you.
I'm okay.
Oh, it's just so much going on. I'm trying to enjoy my pizza because my delivery came late. Baby, we got girls on the phone line pressing one already, and it's just a mess.
It's a bloody lot. So, Kelly, what did you do for the weekend?
I was supposed to go to Baltimore, but I didn't get my ride to go to Baltimore, so I paid Baltimore, and I stayed here home, and then I went go-kart racing with my husband, and then we went out to eat. And that was about it. I just stayed in the house and relaxed like the cons. How about you? What did you do this weekend?
Nothing really. I wanted to go to the ball, but...
Did you go to the ball in Baltimore?
No.
Oh. Oh, my God, honey. Well, I don't know. I don't know where the co-hosts are at. I don't know where's the legendary father, Rodney, at. He was at the ball, I heard. He got into an incident at the ball this weekend with little James Caan. I heard it was just her, the attack, and all types of mess since then.
Bloody.
Oh. I really don't know. Let me see what some of these callers got to say. They got their hand up, child. Hold on. 678-956, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller is 678-334. You're live on the air. Hello? 678-334. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Hold on, London. I see the legendary overall iconic father.
I now welcome you. The legendary iconic overall father prophecy. Rodney,
oh.
Real Men,
oh.
Urban,
right.
Let's go,
what's to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle.
Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on, Ali?
Hey, London.
Hello, Courtney.
Kelly, you're the third person that I heard say something about me and Lil James got into it. We didn't get into it.
Well, that's what the girls told me. They said that you and Lil James got into it because he said you always calling Big James and telling him what's going on and all types of shit.
We do that all the time, but we didn't get into it. Me and Lil James, we have our own relationship. We didn't get into it.
Oh, okay.
I heard the cons try to attack you.
No, the cons weren't trying to attack me. That's my family. They weren't trying to attack me.
Mm. Well, Rodney, please give me and London the rundown of what happened at Dysfunction, honey.
Please.
The ball was nice. The venue was nice. It was a ball. I mean, it was at the Sheraton downtown, Baltimore. The ball started kind of late. So they were kind of rushing, like, with the categories and different stuff like that. And, you know, the Prodigies was there. The Ebony's was there. The Cons was there. The Illuminati's. You know, I mean, the people were definitely in the building. Dexter was there, Khadijah, Bam, Lil James, you know, the Mousy, Roger. You know, everybody was in the building representing their house and stuff like that. The competition was going. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was, you know, it was going pretty good. And, you know, Man, Mercedes, Lil Kevin, everybody was there. Everybody just came out to have a good time.
Mm.
And, you know, different things happened, and I'm giving you the abridged version. Everything happened, and then the ball ended abruptly.
The ball ended abruptly.
Yeah.
Well, child, I really need to, I don't heard so many speculations.
A lot of people who wasn't even at the ball was asking me those questions. Like, me and Lil James got into it. Me and Lil James, we have our own relationship. Lil James and I, we argue about everything, every day, at every ball, about a lot of stuff. So I was on the panel, he was in front of me, so we talk about a lot of stuff. But if we would have got into it, you know, everybody would have known. But, you know, so Lil James and I, we have our own special. Like, me and BJ and me and Lil James, we have our own personal, special relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard so many different stories and everything about this category that started all this melee. Okay. I heard the category was in a touch of red. What was the category actually calling for, Rodney?
It was low trim and a touch of red.
Okay. So now all of these people that were, all of these people that were shot, I've seen videos, and I don't understand why these people were shot.
Right.
It said in a touch of red. A touch of red can be black bottoms, your black shorts on, a red top, and a red shoe. It's a touch of red. A lot of these girls had on a touch of red, but they were shot. I don't understand what was they looking for when they said a touch of red.
A touch of red is like a little bit. If you have on a shirt and a pair of shoes, that's not a touch of red, Kelly. That's a lot of red.
It's a touch. It's a touch to me.
If you have on just the red shoes and everything else, a red shoe is a touch of red. Like some people, they saw what was going on from the beginning, so they had enough common sense to go and change clothes or, you know, take off some of the red or do a little bit of something. Like, you know.
Oh, wait, hold on, Rodney, because, you know, we don't make him wait around. The legendary icon is on the line with us, Tony Revlon. Father Wolf Flowers, you're live on the air.
Wait,
hello.
What's up, Rodney? What's up, London? What's up, Kelly? I just heard what Kelly said. That's the only reason why I pressed one, because the person that was doing a lot of chopping for that category was Tony Revlon. A Touch of Red is not what you said, Kelly. The Touch of Red is what Rodney said. You have it on one piece of red, it's a Touch of Red. If you have on a shirt that's red and a pair of shoes that's red and you have a black shirt, that's not a Touch of Red. A Touch of Red is one item. And I have to go by what Rodney also said about if you saw me chopping all these people and anybody that I did not chop, they had a chance to take off a lot of that red. You know, a touch of red is a touch of red. Now, Rodney is not telling everything, okay, concerning why the ball was ended. Now, the ball was ended because of the fact that Enrique Lord chopped it Jasmine Kahn. What happened concerning that incident, did Jasmine Vogue, she went into a dip. She had on a pair of socks that from a distance, it looked like it was red, white, and blue. She had on a red shirt. I got up. Jasmine was in a dip. I got up. I walked over to her socks, and I noticed her socks was pink. Yeah. So I gave her 10. When I got back and sat at the judge panel, the person that was judging next to me was Enrique Elora. I said to Enrique Elora that her socks is pink, it's not red. So she do have a touch of red on, which was her top. He said, okay, I'm going to chop her anyway. He chopped her. Mm. Then he said, well, then Kenneth, which was the ex-father from the House of Crown in Baltimore, came up to Enrique and said that you've been trying it all night long. Enrique said to him that since when you have all of this mouth, blah, blah, blah. I stood up and told them both that I'm in the middle of y'all, so you both is going to have to stop this bullshit which you're giving. I sat back down. Kenneth was on his way to go back to where the call table was. Enrique said something else. I don't know exactly what Enrique said. Brung Black back to the table, which I got up. And once I got up and walked away from off the panel, when I turned around, that's when it was like 10 to 15 cons on Enrique. And that's what ended the ball. Now, I'm going to say this because I said it on the Baltimore Institution. I said it on the Baltimore Collusion group also. That one thing about me, I don't care how people say I'm shady, I'm mean, but one thing no one can take from me that I'm a very fair judge. I chopped four of my own members that night. That walk performance with a touch of red. Now, another touch of red, I think Marquise was like the second individual that walked in that category. He had on gold with red shorts. You got more gold, red shorts, that's a touch of red. You had Little Magic Horn that had all white, but his strings and his shirt was red. You barely can see the red, a touch of red. Jasmine Kahn had on white, and she had a red shirt, and she had something pink around her collar. That's a touch of red. I was only chopping people if you have more than one item of red on. Yeah, more than one item of red, I chopped you. And no one's no different than anyone in my house. I had four members I chopped, but two of my members left my house because of the fact I chopped them. I'm a very fair person. And for any legendary individual, Kelly, London, and Rodney to say, well, why didn't y'all attack Tony? Bitch, what? Attack me for what?
That, Tony?
You know, why would they chop me? Because I'm just in fear. Boom, a law walk. I chopped him.
He said he's not a lawyer. He's trying to be one.
Okay, well, therefore, I don't know what he's trying to do, but I chopped him. I chopped him, and Rodney could verify he had red on his sleeve on his left, red on his right sleeve. He had red coming down his right leg, red coming down his left leg. Then when he lift up to his hood, he had red all in there. The reason I'm saying this is because I chopped him. Enrique said to me, why are you chopping him? Now, you heard what I just explained to you with Boom had on. Boom had on more red than Jasmine, so why would you chop Jasmine if you didn't chop Boom? Do you understand what I'm saying? Only one that knows the conversation or all that was me and Enrique was sitting by each other. Yes, I feel some type of way for Enrique to even put on any group that no one did anything to Tony, just like Stewart even got on the group and said, you need to stay in your lane. You can't compare Enrique Allure with Tony Revlon. Because everyone know how Enrique Allure judge. People always have already said that he's a shady judge. He's an unfair judge. I'm not a shady judge. I'm not an unfair judge. You know, I could be unfair like inside Harrible. I chopped someone that was in the Ebony, but Bam and I already knew why I chopped him, because of the disrespect that he gave Letitia. But anyone that I can argue with and they walk the next world, I'm not going to chop them. If they're bringing it the right way, I'm not going to chop them. And anyone that know me knows that. You know, that's exactly what happened. Then the next thing I knew, some of the Ebonies was trying to help Enrique get up, and then the Cons and the Ebonies start fighting. Then I saw like 5 cheers up in the air. You know, and that's exactly what happened. But a touch of red is what Whitney said. Having a pair of shoes being red and your top being red, that's not a touch of red. That's not. One piece of iron will make you have a touch of red. I even chopped Kitty Arthur, you know, and once Harold explained it to him, he understood. He understood, you know. And it's just like what Rodney just said. If you knew all this was going to happen, if you knew that people was, the judge was chopping individuals because of that, you had chance to take off a lot of your red. You know, but I guess they were feeling fab. Okay, well, I'm this and that. Well, I'm going to walk with this red on. I was doing all the chopping because I went by the category. And if a lot of other judges would have went by the category, I wouldn't have been the only one chopping.
I wasn't down there
because
I didn't
want to
get beat.
No, it was. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. Enrique, it is what it is, Kelly, and I'm going to speak the truth about it. Okay, if you wasn't chopping no one all night long, why would you chop Jasmine? And if I was doing all the chopping, I gave this lady 10s, and everyone saw me get up off the panel and look at her socks because it looked like it was red. And if I didn't chop her, I don't think no one else should have chopped her. Enrique, you chopping her for what? Oh, because I'm judging fear. Oh, now you want to judge fear, but you questioned me about Boom when Boom had all this goddamn red on.
But I don't think Jasmine was the reason. Jasmine was like the last part of the reason.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot of people that was chopped and all types of things. It was a lot of shade and shenanigan things that was going on. I don't know. Maybe we can get Enrique on the phone.
Enrique chopped like 4 or 5 Cons.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
He
chopped Darius, and he brought him back, remember?
He did not chop Darius.
The lady and Rico.
No. Darius did not chop Darius. The one that chopped Darius was Cassandra.
The lady.
I mean, Khadijah chopped Darius. That chopped Darius.
That's the schoolboy that wore schoolboy that Khadijah said looked like a thug.
Khadijah's the one that chopped him. It wasn't no Enrique didn't chop him.
Yeah, that's the schoolboy that was schoolboy. They asked Khadijah why she chopped him, and Khadijah said he should have been walking thug. I got that too.
You talking about? I think you're talking about J-Rock, Kelly.
I know. I don't know the children. I mean, you know, if they ain't legend and sad,
Khadijah chopped Darius. Khadijah was not the one to chop J-Rock either. The judge before.
This is what I got. They said Enrique chopped Darius, Enrique chopped J-Rock, Enrique chopped Jasmine, and another con. So that's
where it's Rodney, that's not true.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
No, Khadijah chopped Darius. A judge on your side chopped J-Rock and said that he don't look like a schoolboy. And that's when the people on my side would say he won of the year. There was no one on my side that chopped J-Rock. It was someone on your side that chopped J-Rock. It never got to our side at all for scores. It was someone on your side.
It wasn't on my side either, because we was all standing right there, and I looked down and said, who just chopped him? It wasn't on my side, because it was me, Kenny, Kai, and Monique. So nobody on their side chopped him.
You said Monique who?
Go on.
All right, okay. No, it was not Eureka did not chop J Rob. No.
That's when Dede ran to the other side. Dede was standing right there by the other side, and when they chopped J Rob, Dede ran to the other side where you guys was to ask, what is it? What you mean he's not Schoolboy?
No.
Yeah, he came to y'all side.
If J-Rock is on the line, let J-Rock fill in the song, because I don't think there was no one from my side that shot J-Rock.
Yeah, it was on your side, because the commentator was right there in front of me while I was judging, and all the judges was on our side, so he didn't have to go to the other side to argue with anybody, because he could have argued with us right there, but he went to the other side.
But hold on, let's see, we got a Baltimore alumna. Let's see if this is Enrique or somebody from the Baltimore committee. Hold on. 410-900, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this was...
This is who?
I'm going to come out for the pancake thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do it all.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I guess that wasn't Enrique. Well, I don't know. Maybe we can get Enrique or Mousy on the phone. Everybody did interviews today via telephone on the Vicky Gotti Show. I don't know why no one's calling in tonight to tell their side of the story, honey, on the official station for Ballroom Radio. Everybody did interviews, but it seems like nobody wants to call in tonight and give their side of the story. So what I heard was, bitch, fuck Enrique the fuck up at that motherfucking ball, bitch. I heard he got stomped out. I heard they were throwing tables. They flipped the table on this man. I heard they were throwing chairs. I heard they were throwing roast beef. They said they made that motherfucking Chevron Harbor look like a motherfucking Motel 6 when the girls got finished. They said it was cops all over the place and helicopters and all types of shit, bitch. Nobody wants to call in and nobody wants to give their side of the story, but everybody gave interviews and everything. But nobody wants to call in and give their side of the story. What the fuck? I just don't understand. They said it was a bloody mess. They said the cons, Ebony's got into it because Mousy thought that the Ebony's was coming to attack him, but they was just trying to get him off Enrique, and the girls called in, and it was just a mess. I don't know. The girl gave animal tease, Miss Thing. I don't know. So maybe somebody will call in and tell us. But we have the legendary founder and CEO of Khan on the line. James Khan is live on the airwaves.
I'm just listening.
You're just listening?
I'm just listening. That's all I'm doing.
Why are you just listening?
I'm just listening. It's more to come. That's all I'm going
to say. Oh, it's more to come. Okay. Well, we're going to place you back on hold because if somebody has something, we got you in the queue. Hold on. We're going to put James back on. We got a lot of Baltimore callers. And you girls out there, y'all got an opinion on what happened at this free function, Know Your Status function that was given by the organization in Baltimore. Feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here. Your opinion is your opinion. You can't get knocked for your opinion, man. You can, but, you know, call in and give your opinion. 410-900, you're live on the air once again.
Hello, this is Dr. Favon at Sierra Avenue.
Hello. Yes, you're live on the air, darling.
Yes, how you doing? We was calling because, I was calling because me and Sierra said, hey, together, and we just want to say that Enrique, I just want to say that Enrique Lloyd has always been the type of judge where though he tried to chop people or he tried to get life off of chopping people that doesn't really, that he don't know or he don't see that, he don't necessarily have to not see them. If don't nobody know them, he feel like it's a booster in his own career to chop them or to keep his name flowing. But ever since I came out, and I came out in 1995, and I have not ever seen him walk anything, have not ever seen him, except for one way when they used to take their coats and spin them in the air and throw their coats on and shit like that. He ain't never been, like, no real hype commodity, but he always shot people just to get shit started or just to throw shades or some shit like that, even if the people do be performing or do be walking or anything else like that. That's
okay,
just my
is that all you have to say about the function?
Yeah, that's all I got to say is about him as a person. And I think that I think by it being the type of establishment that it was kind of late that day for assignment instead of just removing him from the panel, because now when they be having judges that really don't go to balls or don't participate in balls like that, they try to do shit like, you know, feel it on the panel just whenever they get an opportunity or a moment to throw something in, you know what I'm saying, or to throw a quick chop in just so that they could beat somebody instead of just, you know what I'm saying, they should just remove them from the panel altogether. Instead of going through the fighting and the argument, if you feel like they throwing shade to more than one person, why even keep them on the panel when you could just remove them from the panel, keep the ball going? It was a nice function. It was a nice establishment. And that just was late how that fight broke out like that. If they wanted to fight him, they should have just beat him after the ball or some shit like that. Or and then all of that sneaking people and all of that shit, that's whack too. Because even though I feel like Enrique is late, I just feel like that it was a better way to deal with it. Certain places is more dignified than a hall or a little side in the wall, underground ball place or something. They was at a hotel. And I just think that that was late that they was, that they carried it like that.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
The next caller we have is 10963. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Olaf. I was Demetrius Dior.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. I first want to give a shout-out to Keith Ebony, my son, for throwing a nice event. It's sad that it had to end the way it did. But again, in the ballroom scene, it's the same riffraff doing the same thing over and over again. So we can point fingers all day long. But if it's the same people fighting every time, every function, let's be honest, they need to remove the riffraff from the scene. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you for definitely calling in with your comments. The next caller we have is 409-771. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, darling. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Hello. I have a report of Houston. It was a successful ball. LaMelo.
Oh, wait, hold on, Ginger. We didn't get to Houston yet, but we're going to get to Houston, and you're
okay.
Being kicked out of the house from Ms. Wright. So we're going to place you back on hold, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, we're going to put Ginger back on hold. And when we get to the Houston, we'll get to Houston, okay? Okay, they hung up. Well, I don't know. I don't understand how everybody did so many interviews. Everybody did so many interviews all over the place. But nobody wants to call in here. Nobody wants to call in here and give their side of the story or their opinion on what happened at this function. Dexter, you're live on the air.
Am I?
What's going on?
Nothing, chilling.
He said, Dexter, what is your take on the ball?
The ball was all right. I liked it. You know? I liked it. And it wasn't no, it was only like two Ebony fighting against two Khan. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was like some personal shit from Baltimore. You know what I mean? So it wasn't no Ebony versus Khan thing. You know what I'm saying? As long as nobody was jumping nobody, they had a 1-on-1, it was pop. But as far as the PK thing, I don't know. I just know I seen that pot roast flying.
I heard about the pot roast and the chairs and everything flying and stuff. They said how true is it? They said the girls broke one of the chandeliers in the hotel stone chairs.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's a mess.
Chairs.
A fucking mess. First I'm
credit cards is all over. Credit cards is all over the floor.
I heard Enrique lost his wallet and his cell phone.
No. It wasn't none of his stuff. It was DJ stuff, but I gave it back to him though.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dexter, for calling in. Well, I don't know. Maybe we can see if we can get Mousy on the line to get his opinion. Everybody did interviews, and I don't understand why nobody wants to call in here now. And nobody wants to say anything. Everybody wants to sit up on these judges' panels of the mighty high horse, Miss Thing. But now when it comes time to take in, you know, sit here and, you know, and find out exactly what happened, nobody wants to call in and nobody wants to say something. Nobody wants to say anything. I think that's just like, it's crazy. You have the balls and the girls and the audacity to sit there on the judges' panel and do exactly what you did. But now nobody wants to call in, but everybody wants to the phone and do an interview. Hold on. 443-690, you're live on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right, hello, everybody. My name is Keith Abney. I'm the one that threw the function in Baltimore.
Hi, Tony. Hey, Keith. What's going on, darling? How are you doing?
Hello.
I'm okay. I did want to talk a little bit about the function because it's like everybody's talking so much about the negativity that happened. I did want to talk about, you know, some of the positive stuff about the event as well. Like, the event was to raise awareness about HIV as well as connect people to resources in the community, like housing, social services, linkage to care for people that may be HIV positive and stuff like that. So I think, like, when we have so much negative stuff like that, it definitely overshadows the positive aspect of the event. That's one thing I wanted to say. And another thing is that it's very unfortunate that it happened because the event, we were definitely going to stay in there until all the categories were finished. We had to buy extra time that, you know, of course, is not refunded to make sure that the event would finish and everything. So it's unfortunate. The runway people was in the back. They was affected. They was done. They was ready to pump. Film Queen Performance was ready to eat it. And, you know, Vogue Film wasn't done yet. So it was a lot of stuff that, you know, I really feel sorry for the people that came, that they wasn't able to do what they came to do. And, you know, people came from a lot of places to really enjoy the ball. And all this I'm hearing about, like, Ebony versus Khan thing, that definitely was not true. You know, it's just that that the Ebony's was, you know, trying to help get the whole situation under control and things like that, but it definitely was not no Ebony versus Khan anything whatsoever going on. So, I mean, like I said, the event was very, very, it started out as a positive event. In my opinion, I've, you know, traveled and been to a lot of balls, and it definitely was one of the most pushed balls that I've been to. And I'm kind of upset that it happened the way that it did because I think that it really had the potential to be the best ball this year that I've been to personally. So I am kind of upset about that. But I do appreciate the support that everybody gave to me and helping with the event. Tony, Harold, Rodney, Sandy came up from North Carolina. She performed as well as judge for me. New people in Seattle that helped with advertising. It was a lot that really went into this ball, and it just said, like I said, that it ended the way that it did. So that's it.
Okay, and a question that I have, how did the organization that was helping you sponsor this event, this function, how do they feel about everything that happened this weekend?
Oh, well, they're, like, over it, like, completely. Like, that night they was giving very much, we're not going to do this again. We are not. They was giving, like, you know, no way, no how. They was like, you know, because it's the health department. It's the city's health department, which, you know, is an agency of city government. And most free balls are thrown by nonprofit organizations. But this is actually a city agency that threw this ball because I work for the health department. So the ball was like my idea of something to do when I was trying to think of ways to make, like, the community more comfortable with the Baltimore City Health Department. So they was given very much that they don't ever want to do it again, that it's done. And today I was, like, really going to meetings. And stuff like that, trying to really, you know, get it together. So, I mean, I don't know how it's going to be. If I can convince them to do it again next year, I really, really want to. And, of course, next year we will have more security and stuff like that to ensure that, like, stuff like that really don't happen. But like I do say, once again, thanks to my house, the House Avenue, and Father Tony for really helping with, like, crowd control and keeping everything under control. I really, you know, appreciate it. So.
Okay. And my next question that I have for you, Keith, do you feel that Enrique was being trap happy like the girls are saying?
Yeah, would you have him on your panel next year?
Well, actually, Enrique, right as soon as it happened, I was actually walking up to the panel to replace him with Sebastian and Scott, because Sebastian was going to start judging for me. And then the fight happened. So, Enrique, I mean, I really, to me, the category was a touch of it, and I spoke to Father Tony. He said that he looked and she had on pink, blue, and white socks and stuff like that. So I guess it was some confusion, I guess, what a touch of it is really is. And but the only thing I can say is every judge has their own opinion, and you know, I guess some judges will say one touch of it is one thing, another touch of it is one thing. But I think that being a judge, you have to keep the same mindset completely across the board. So if you let one person go, it's unfair not to let another. And if you, you know, so it's like you can't do one thing for one and don't do it for another. So I don't know. I didn't see Jasmine effect, so I can't say it. But if he let other people go, then maybe he should have let her go. So I don't know. But like I said, every judge has their opinion, and you know. So,
okay, would you have her on your
pen? I don't think it deserves a fight, though.
Okay, would you have her on your panel this time?
Will I have him on my panel again?
Okay.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to cross that bridge next year, right?
Okay, thank you, Keith, for definitely calling in.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome. Okay, the next caller we have is 757-581. You're live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. I don't know. I'm just gagging. Everybody was doing interviews all day, but now nobody wants to pick up the phone and nobody wants to call in here and give us their opinion on it. Everybody has so many opinions to say and so much things to say, honey. I'm just gagging. What about you, Rodney, in London?
It's a law.
Uh-huh. Rodney London?
Yeah, I'm
it's
here.
It's a bloody law.
It is. It's just a mess, honey. It's just a mess how all of this stuff is going down and how all of this stuff is happening. Honey, I don't understand,
it's
honey.
That they fuck everything up for themselves.
No, no videos, no videos tonight, girls. No videos tonight. Y'all can't see me tonight, honey. But I don't know, honey. Well, if we get Enrique or Mousy on the phone, everybody did interviews today, like I said, on the Vicky Gotti show, but nobody wants to call in here tonight. If we get Miss Vicky, Enrique on the phone lines or get Mousy on the phone lines, we'll definitely revisit this topic. But let's now go and transition into the ball that happened in Texas this weekend. So I hear that it was a ball in Texas this weekend, and I heard that while Enrique was chop happy in Baltimore, and they gave the very ginger ex, Miss Rahi, was chop happy at the ball in Texas and was chopping the girls. This is the tea that I got. They gave the girls surrounded Miss Ginger and they was going to attack her. This thing, the Miss Rahis that was down there in Texas, they gave the very Miss Thing, we're not getting involved with this Miss Thing, and they hid it from the function and left Miss Ginger to be attacked by the Ebony's. And so Miss Ginger goes to on Facebook on to the Mizza for Life group and read the Mizzas in Texas, Miss Thing. They said she read Miss Andre at the function and everything. And now Ginger's now a 007. They said Andre grew some balls and Andre finally kicked somebody out the house. So Miss Ginger is now a 007. Now we go straight to the phone lines to Ginger X Miss Rahi 007. You're live on the air, girl. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. Now, I'm gonna get things straight. I didn't have a chopping spree in Houston. I know what category you're talking about. You're talking about between and drag space. The category called for geisha, bringing in a geisha look, meaning white faces. Nobody had a white face at all. Everybody had a red lip, a little bit of smudge on the cheek. Nobody had a white face. The Ebony's did not want to fight me. The Ebony's wanted to fight Cassidy. We're going to get into that later. Let's talk about the Houston bumpers. Neil Chanel won grand prize winner $1,000. The performance category was a fucking flop, to be honest. They the people that brought it, like the people, the category was bringing like your favorite icon or legend. Ramon Ebony brought it like Rico Allure. He brought it just like Rico Allure. Marcus Escada chopped him. because Marcus or Scott Child, whoever the Scott Child is, he was bringing in like Cassandra Ebony, and he did not vote like Cassandra. Me, Berlin, Smokey, Tony Mugler was on the panel, Larry Ebony was on the panel, Daryl Revlon, Smokey, me, Berlin, and Marcus. But I didn't know who he was, so he got chopped. So Marcus got mad and chopped Ramon Ebony. So after Ramon got chopped, I said that wasn't everybody needs to be chopped for the ball, because nobody, we didn't know anybody's, who anybody was bringing in. Like, Ebony came, he brought it like Kevin, he deserves to get his chance. He got his chance. Remix Garcon brought it like Pony, he deserves to get his chance. Cassio brought it like Milan, he deserves to get his chance. So that category, it went well. It was real shady because I believe Daryl Revlon was getting upset with me because I was chopping, but they deserve to be chopped. Everybody that got chopped deserves to be chopped, and it was more than one chop. The Ebonies, they didn't want to fight me. They wanted to fight Cassidy and Mizrahi because when Sex Siren came, that was a good category too that night. Angel Revlon Icon came out. She was gorgeous. She was sitting.
Hello.
Yeah, her and China, they battled down. Like, it was a real, 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 real good battle. They gave it to China. But Angel looked good. Now, after Sex Siren, Cassidy went to the back after Dean Claw Sex Siren, who was the Ebony, and told him that the reason why you left is because you're in a raunchy house, your outfit was raunchy, this and that, so and so. So Dino fucked the shit out of Cassidy.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ginger, are you still there?
Y'all still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
All right, so Dino attacked Cassidy, and we all went outside, and Cassidy's boyfriend jumped in on Dino, and so they wanted to fight one-on-one. So then I told them, instead of Cassidy wanting like a little punk and a bitch, you know, you just ain't outside, they want to fight you one-on-one. It was never 60 Ebonies against two Mizzas. No, I said, y'all fight 101, and whoever jumped in, we're going to fight. I said, if you're a Miss Rahi, get over here. We're going to stick together and fight. We're not going to go out here and look like no punks. So they kept on arguing, going back and forth, this and that, so and so. So I went, and I never read Andre. That was a lie. So I went into the music group after the ball, and I gave a report of the ball, and I asked them, what are Miss Rahi's known to be punk? I said, what would y'all have done? Would y'all have fought back and so, and as I responded back to, after it had started, you know, with Ben O'Connor fighting, but once it started, it should have been finished. You know what I mean? Basically, you don't let nobody hit you and you be a punk. Then Cassidy got in the group and started talking shit to me and he went back and forth at it. You know what I mean? And then that's how I got put out the group.
So you got put out the group or you got put out the house? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You got put out the group or they put you out the house?
No, first they put me out the group. And then I text Andre and was like, no, first I text Susan and said, Susan, what's going on? He was like, Andre probably just deleted it because he don't want the mess in the group. So then I text Andre's phone. He replies back 3 hours later saying, Ginger, I love you down, but you're no longer a Miss Rahi because you keep the trauma up and you're trying the house. Never once tried the house. My drama and my problem has been with Cassidy Miss Rahi the fucking longest since day one. A whole year. The situation is old, but since me being an overseer in Houston, I said I would be cordial with Cassidy because he's an overseer too for the sake of the house. So I've been keeping it cordial, but it's been past overdue, and I'm going to beat his ass. Now I'm a 007, Andre can save him, and I'm going to whip his ass. And that's what it is. Like, bitch, you lied on me, you put out of my house, so now I'm going to whip him. And I care where I see him at, I'm going to beat his ass.
Oh, so the tea on the streets is that you're going to be Ginger Ebony or Ginger Chanel?
No, Ginger is going to be back in Miss Rahi, and Cassidy's going to be out the house. I'm gonna be back in Miss like life for real. Like, she's not in nobody's house yet. I'm not even looking about that. Yes.
Yeah. When you beat her, can you put the camera on your nose and record it while you're fighting?
You said putting on my nose.
Yeah, hold it on your nose.
How about I hold it on your nose and I knock you too, Miss London?
No, you would never.
Girl, disguise yourself. You have a mouth on here, and girl, you hide behind that. You hide behind a name, okay? So you keep
go
it
along,
cute. You got the right one.
Go along.
Anyone, any more questions, Kelly, you want to ask?
No, that's the only questions that we have. That's the only questions that I have for right now. Hold on,
yes,
honey. Baby. No, that's all the questions we have for right now, honey. But I see that I have a lot of Houston callers that's now calling in, honey. So
yes, sir, please leave me on the line.
Huh?
I said, please leave me on the line.
Hold on, okay. Hold on. Hold now. Honey, hold on, Ginger, hold on. Hold on, I have to take care of something. Hold
wait,
on.
Wait,
moment,
Ginger,
honey.
Are you feeling fat because you're only on the panel and I'm Houston?
Excuse me?
Have you ever been on a panel in, like D.C., New York, anywhere?
I've been on a panel. I'm in Atlanta before. Yes, so it wasn't just Houston.
Oh, you've only been on Southern panels?
On how many panels? What are you saying? What are you trying to initiate?
The South.
Like, what are you saying? Okay, and your point of that is what?
I'm trying to say that you were a little happy chopping people because you.
No,
were...
no, I didn't chop anybody, sweetie. So whoever told you that was a fucking lie. I have to explain myself to you. I didn't chop anybody. I chopped
okay,
people,
hold on,
and they
hold
deserve
on, hold
to be
on.
Chopped.
I was trying to do something. Hold on, I see some callers. 704-713, you're live on the air. 704-713, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. I'm going to say your number twice, and then you're out of here. 210-365, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Ginger. Hi, London. Hi, Rodney. This is Lamel Evans.
Hello. Hey, Lamel, what's going on?
Come on, Lamel. Hey, Kelly.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, if I might say myself.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank the Chanels for coming out. They traveled from California and all over. My gay mother, the overall mother, Dee Dee Chanel, was in the building. We had Neil Chanel in the building, Cher Chanel. I want to also give a shout-out to the Escadas, because there's no Escadas in Houston, and they were all over the United States, like from L.A. and, like, Boston and Dallas. They were here. Also, I want to give a shout-out to lovely Revlon from L.A. She were here. It was a lot of L.A. girls in the building in Houston, and I want to commend all of them for coming to the ball today. It was a really good success. I also want to give a shout-out to Angel. Like, I totally didn't expect Angel Revlon to be in the building. And I just want to say I want to commend everybody for coming. And like they say, it wasn't a fight with Ginger and the Ebonies. It really was with another person and Cassidy Mizrahi.
Oh, so it wasn't Ginger, it was Cassidy.
Right after the ball, Ginger was right here at our house with all the Ebonies. So it wasn't like she was. And Ginger, you know, she's one of my good Judies. So it wasn't like Ginger and the Ebonies were fighting. No, she actually was, though, like to let it to be a one-on-one if it's going to be a fight.
Okay, thank you, Donna, for calling in.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. 704-907, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. How you doing, Marcus, darling?
I'm great. I wanted to refute a statement that Ginger made. I actually just got in. I didn't chop anybody because... The Escada got chopped. First off, the category called for a production, so actually everyone should have been chopped, like totally. And Berlin and I got tired of being the bad guys, and we were in an unfamiliar city, so we decided to pay it and just decided to let everybody else through. The judges did not do their job. They basically just wanted to do what they wanted to do, but that was LaMail's $1,000. That was his category, and if they knew that they weren't going to bring it right, they shouldn't have walked for it because they expected their full $1,000. And honestly, Ginger, if you go back, everyone should have been chopped because even if
there
was people – You agree. So, I mean, honestly, at that point, it shouldn't have taken someone like me or Berlin to do it. You should have been able to chop your girlfriend. And LaMail could have kept his $1,000 or he could have opened the category up after everyone got chopped. Because no one brought a production. No one brought a $1,000 performance. So, I mean, I hate that me and Berlin kind of got the raps for this. But, I mean, no shade. You admitted to yourself, everyone probably didn't bring it. And you admitted, you was like, I should have walked. You probably would have won. So, I mean... I guess it's not really about the money. But congratulations to LaMelle. The ball was really nice. He had a really nice crowd. As I know, you know, all the money was paid out. I saw Neil with $1,000, saw Cassidy with $1,000, I saw the young lady with for the $500. There was a lot of, you know, spirit in there. So that's that. That's all I really want to say.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Marcus. Mhm. Next caller we have is 713-294. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Steve. I was calling to see if it was that Christian Cormier that was on the line earlier talking about the Houston ball.
No, that's Ginger that's talking about the Houston ball.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just on the line listening.
Okay. The next caller we have is 713-960. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes? Hello? 713-960, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. If anybody else is on the phone lines and you have something to say about any ball that happened this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up on the line. I'm going to talk about the ball that happened in Rochester, New York this weekend also, honey. So if any other guards are on the phone line for Rochester, please feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here and give us your opinion on what happened at the ball. I heard a lot of girls was being nasty at that ball in Rochester, honey. I heard the girls were sneaking through side doors and all types of things. So somebody call in here and give us a tea on what happened. 267-505, you're live on the air. Okay, the 267, they're gone. Anybody else is on the phone? London, do you have anything to say?
No.
Well, I don't know. A lot of girls, I see it's a lot of girls. It's a lot of girls that have a lot to say, and they're sitting on Facebook, and they're making comments on Facebook. I don't know why the girls just don't pick up the phone and just call in here and say what they got to say. Why everybody sitting on Facebook and everybody making comments and talking in all these chats, Ms. Dane? Why don't the girls just pick up the phone? What the fuck? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Maybe like 15 seconds.
Hello, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm good. I missed you from last week, you big fat beast. How are you?
Oh, bloody.
London, how are you?
Such miserable ass fat.
Kelly, I was looking at your pictures and you really look like, did she grow a beard?
Kelly, she's a bit of a bitch.
Do you use magic shaves or do you use the razor?
I know this is a bitter, miserable fucking queen, Miss
Kelly, I love you, girl. Why don't you have the tea what happened with the ball? That happened, you know, in Baltimore. Why aren't you getting the piece? I mean, you're supposed to be this fabulous show host. Okay?
Excuse me?
You heard me, big girl.
Girl.
I'm telling you, Rodney?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Mother Couture?
Yes.
Hi, baby. I want to know, why don't you have the tease what happened at the ball in Baltimore?
Maybe I have the tease. I'm just not putting it out.
Why are you putting it out, Kelly? You're not a bitch to keep your mouth shut.
Baby,
you
because you know why I'm not going to put it out because you're about to disconnect.
You don't bite you.
All we have is 713-961. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I'm Prince Nazir LaBeja. I'm from Houston, and I want to go back and remark on what Marcus said. DeBall did not call for no presentation, no production for performance at all. So he chopped when they wasn't calling for no productions. All they did was tell them to bring in like their favorite icon. I was there. I saw everything happen from the beginning. The ball was very successful though. There was a lot of confusion going on with the judges, with judges not paying attention, judges not doing what they needed to do. Other than that, the ball was a very, very successful ball. And I give props to my brother, LaMel Ebony, for throwing that ball.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Well, maybe Marcus will press 1 and come back in. So you stay there, caller. 210-365, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Teflon.
Evan. What's going on?
The Steve-O guy that just came out and asked, not me or Ginger, talking about the fight that happened. To him, I guess he's mad because of the whole fight and how it happened and how him and Cassie, because Cassie's his boyfriend. But my house member Dino was actually fighting the Steve-O boy or whatever because of Cassie's mouth and what he said back in the back room at the bar. But he was going around saying that we jumped him. No, we wasn't jumping him. Actually, I broke up the fight because he was getting his ass whooped, and I was trying to save him from the other Ebony's jumping on his ass. But
So that was Cassidy's boyfriend?
And his boyfriend jumping Dino. That's what really happened. But and I wasn't even going to fight him until he started talking like in groups of people, like he could just whoop everybody. But besides that, it don't matter. Like we say, when we see them, we on that all the time with them. So every time we see them, we gonna fight them until they get the point.
Oh, okay. Well, so if that was Cassidy's boyfriend, so Cassidy was listening too. Why didn't you comment on everything that Ginger had to say, Cassidy?
Cassidy's a scary dude.
Oh, Cassidy, you and your boyfriend's out there listening. Press 1. And come back up on the line, and I want to hear what y'all have to say about exactly what Ginger had to say, you know. Maybe y'all can't comment, y'all, you know, y'all father told y'all not to comment, or somebody or representative told y'all not to comment, so that's why the boyfriend came in and comment. But, you know, the lines is open for you definitely to comment on everything that Ginger said, and, you know, what the fuck. Thank you, Carl. I'm going to place you back on hold. Maybe Cassidy and his boyfriend will call in and they'll press 1, and maybe they'll have something to say. But you know how the girls normally do. They'll take the Facebook, and everybody will make their comments on Facebook, including, let me not go there. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Yes, I'm back. Michi Ebony, can you please call in and please explain? You even grabbed the microphone during the ball and said that the category was called. Everyone was outraged that everyone was getting chopped, and Michi Ebony from, I guess, Oakland or San Francisco from the Bay Area got the microphone and said, I don't know why y'all getting upset. The category called for a production. No one brought a production. And then for the LaBeija that called in, it was still $1,000. So at that point, you just don't want to give somebody's money away when they did not. I mean, somebody recorded, so hopefully somebody will put up the clips. They weren't voguing like they were voguing for $1,000. They looked like they was voguing for $100 at Vogue nights. So, honestly, you know, congratulations to Cassio. He was the best of those that were up there. But for the production, you know, for what the category called for, honestly, no shade, everybody probably should have been sent on their way that night. You know, just because, you know, some people, Remix really brought it. Like, he was closest to his person. He looked like Pony. His moves were very similar to Pony's. I don't even remember who Cassio did. I don't remember. To the one that looked like, you know, the one that did Prince, you could kind of see how they were mimicking Prince. But everyone else, I mean, did they tell y'all, like, basically everybody was doing Foxy, and their excuse was, we were like, well, why y'all voguing like that? Their excuse was, well, we're doing Foxy. And we were like, well, Foxy goes off. Y'all didn't really go off. Well, we, you know, that's Foxy. No, that's not Foxy. One chop. So basically almost everybody that did Foxy got chopped.
Yeah. Except the MZA child.
Except the MZA, right. And then, you know, no one really, I mean, literally about 4 people did Foxy, called themselves doing Foxy. Who else? To Ramon, the guy that does the guy that did Rico. Yeah. You know, Ramon, I guess in a way, he really did resemble Rico in, you know, in regards to his performance. It just really wasn't exciting. So, I mean, maybe in that aspect, that was the reason why I chopped him. When I asked LaMelo, did he want to bring him back? Because, you know, the whole panel kind of was looking like, you know, LaMelo said no, you know, we're honoring the judges' opinions. But some of those judges were up there just chopping based on, what's the word? I mean, I guess house affiliation, because they wanted to know why was their house member chopped. And I want to be clear, no matter where I go, y'all have never seen an Escada complain about ever getting chopped. We've never done that. We don't even get back. I mean, it makes no sense to do that. Premier brought it like Deshaun Evisu. His production actually introduced Deshaun Evisu's, and it was actually a remake of Deshaun's production. You know, if they didn't see it, I respect the judge's opinion. I did not ask any questions. And then let's be clear, the only reason I ended up on the panel, because there was so much carrying going on prior to getting on, Amaya got up. So remember, there was an Escada on the panel the second half. The father from the Gulf Coast judged the first half, and the Escada, there was no judge up there the second half. Because I was there simply to show support to our West Coast mother and to our new Gulf Coast chapter there, you know, just to be there. So
the file was just sent over to me, and it said nothing. It says nothing about a production.
Okay,
everybody can just come up with an introduction CD. Everybody had an introduction CD. Everybody.
Well,
We can only judge. Well, there was no flyer up there, so we can only go by what LaMelo told us. So I mean, maybe it wasn't.
I'm about to post exactly what was sent to. I'm about to have them post exactly what was sent.
Which is the category called for. We were supposed to know who the people were before.
It says nothing, and everybody in the chat room can see. It says nothing about a production in this, what was sent to me.
Yeah, no, production.
So it wasn't a production, but they can have a CD.
Marcus, you need to read the flyer.
There was no flyer for us to read.
Well,
hold on, let me be clear. Even if they wasn't a production, they didn't vogue for $1,000. Everybody probably should have been chopped. Even still.
Marcus, go to the secret market, go to the secret headquarters, and look what I just posted, Marcus. And that's exactly what it was said. What was it said on the flyer?
Bring it like your favorite legend or icon. The judges know who you are without saying. So do it to your home. So, well, then the chops were valid. Every chop. In fact, everybody else probably should have been chopped with the exception of one or maybe two people. And then maybe their performance, you know, wasn't $1,000 worthy. I guess everybody was looking for, you know, Icon Larry, Ebony to chop and things like that, but he was just kind of going with the flow because maybe he didn't know some of the legends they were recreating. I don't know, like, they basically put all the work on Berlin because at one point Berlin was the only person chopping, and then everybody was rolling their eyes at her, wanting to know why was she giving what she was giving. And, I mean, maybe because we were in Texas where we were supposed to lower the standards because we were in Texas. Or, you know, it was still $1,000 because anybody could have walked away as a $1,000 winner that night. Cassio's already won $1,000, but that could have easily been somebody else who, you know, and you're giving them this prestigious title without putting in any effort or energy, you know. So that's my question. Ginger, you said you were there. Do you really think the $1,000 was deserved to be paid out?
Hold on, Marcus. Hold on, honey. I got two, so I don't know which one. But hold on, Marcus. Hold on, Marcus. We're gonna put you back on hold, Marcus. We can come right back to you. Hold on. Let's see. It's about to get interesting.
No, it's not me.
Nicole, yes, it is you.
Oh, it is me? Oh. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Nicola.
Hi, London, Rodney. Is Ginger
What's up?
There?
What's up, Nicole?
Who, Ginger's still there?
Yes, she is.
Hang up on her.
Maybe. Girl, why?
Why? Y'all listening to that? Hang up on Ginger. Ginger, you should hang up the phone.
For what?
I think that you should just hang up the phone.
And for what? What's her reason? Why should I hang the phone now?
Why would you really like my reason? Because I happen to think that you're very disrespectful. I think that you're sitting back on this radio getting life. You have no business on the panel that you sat on. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I listened to you long enough. Now listen to me. And I'm talking to you as a leader, so be very careful. You coming on this phone, showing house disrespect to the House of Mizrahi that helped you get your $5,000. You gaining up on Kelly last week that helped you get your $5,000 is not making any sense. You're not going to make your name here on this show, and you're definitely not going to make it by coming for your bloodline. That's disrespectful. So now your money is gone. You're judging in Texas, and you have no business on the panel nor on this show. Could I get some respect, Kelly, London, and Jasmine, and could you take the minor off the phone? I have something to say.
First of all, I've never been to think of the House of Ms. Rahi. Never, ever.
Me or her?
My problem is with Cassidy, so how would that disrespect come out from Ms. Rahi? Can you please explain that? I've never wanted to speak to Andre. I've never wanted to speak to anybody.
10.
My first question is with Cassidy.
9. 8.
I'm not
7.
A minor, I'm grown. Pay my
6.
Own bills, have my own shit, my
5.
Own car. This shit means nothing
4.
To me.
4.
You get on here trying to get 8. Life.
2. 1.
Hold on, we have another caller. 323-286. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Ryan.
Yes, hello, darling.
Ginger.
Hey, Michi.
Hi, Ben. Hi, hi, this is Michi.
Hello.
Hello. Just to give a recap of the Houston Ball as far as the $1,000 performance category. The question was asked because people were being chopped. What was the category calling for? I asked, are they supposed to bring with a production? They say yes. The people are still voting and chopped them. I did say, well, hold on. If you're going to chop anyone, if you're going to chop him, you need to chop them all because they're supposed to bring it with a production. For $1,000, it was no shade. Even if they didn't have no production, so, okay, they didn't have to bring with a production. But even still, for $1,000. And no one really, to me, gave me a $1,000 performance to where it was like, wow, bitch, go off. Hello?
We here.
So,
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Hold on, Marcus, you're back online. I don't know what's going on with this $1,000.
I mean, well, the category, I mean, I guess it was difficult because people had to mimic people. So, I mean, that was kind of already the difficult part. But we had to be able to look at you and tell who you were without asking. So, I mean, to some people, to me, they looked like Marquise Revlon. They brought the look of Marquise Revlon. They just didn't vogue like Marquise. So when we asked them who they was, and they were like, I'm Foxy, well, one chop. You don't look like Foxy. You didn't bring it like Foxy. Or, you know, somebody said they were doing who's some other common people? I mean, the people who did Pony, it was just they did Pony's signature move. But other people, so I mean, that was easy to tell. Who did Cassio do, Michi? You remember?
I'm gonna say Marquise.
Michi, who did Cassio do?
I think I want to say Marquise.
Right, I mean, and it wasn't, you know, his tens, it was definitely, you know, at least cute. Some of those people were falling out of their dips and, you know, all of that. And then it wasn't worth $1,000. Y'all would have chopped them within the first 3 seconds of them coming out. But, you know, they got a minute. You know, they pretty much had a minute. So, I mean, I hope they don't think that we were being fierce because it really wasn't being fierce. Most of us didn't know most of those people up there at all. With the exception of, you know, so I guess, you know, the other people on the panel couldn't chop their girlfriends or the people they live in their city with. But, you know, it put all the dirty work on me and Berlin. And so we got to the point to where they didn't – we looked at them and they had the opportunity to chop, and so they gave 10s. So we just gave 10s too. We basically told them to bring everybody back
if that's what they were going to do and just turn it into a $1,000 battle, because people had already gotten through. And, you know, realistically, everyone should have been chopped. And that's three people saying that now, Ginger, myself, and Michi. Everybody could have been chopped, and there could have been no argument. So, you know.
Okay, Marcus, we're going to put you back on. We're going to put Michi back on hold. We're going to put everybody on hold. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We're going to come to y'all. All y'all callers that got your hands up, I'm going to definitely come to y'all, Ginger. We're going to put you on hold. Hold on. Let me see what these callers have to say. Dexter, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay. 404-245. Excuse me. 404-254. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Hassan. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself, Hassan?
I'm doing good. My question is, if they ain't bring it like the category, why y'all ain't just chop them? Like, what's so hard about that?
I don't know.
I'm asking Marcus and Michi and whoever was on the panel, why y'all ain't just chop them if they didn't bring them? First, 1 minute y'all saying they brought them right. Y'all let the people slide through. So why y'all let them slide through if they didn't bring it right?
We're going to find out. We're going to come back to them, and we're going to find out. And we're going to pace you on hold, and as soon as we get the answer, we're going to let you know. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. I was here listening to you guys the whole time. I didn't pull in with my number because not that I was afraid or has anything. I just wanted to see how this was going to go out. And I appreciate everybody's reaction. Thank you very much. I first want to say I personally, as the mother, apologize to the Sheridan and the advocacy that threw the ball there and that supported Keith Ebony. I'm so sorry. Wrong place, wrong time. Supposed to happen, though. But I'm so sorry. And I'm sure that they are going to be a part of you next year, because that's a place where there's a bunch of HIV and stuff people, and that's where they're there to is to do their job. And you guys that are getting, sponsors, third parties, you should explain to them, instead of just explaining to them that they all sick, you should explain to them how angry they get when they are disrespected, and that this may happen so that we won't continue to blame it on, oh, wow, it happened at the non-prophecy agency. It happened at the non-prophecy agency. It happens at the hotel. It happens at your house. It happens when it was supposed to happen, and that was supposed to happen. A couple of months ago, we addressed what a statement that I made to Baltimore. I personally spoke to Enrique and explained to him privately off the radio what we felt and how James felt about the disrespect that had been coming to Baltimore. She said in so many different paragraphs that it wasn't shade and this was this and this was that. I explained to her, please, it's always shade when it comes down to Baltimore. We always have to argue with James because he doesn't want us to go there because he doesn't like for them to try it and this wouldn't happen. So a lot of times we were allowed not to go to Baltimore because this was bound to happen. So once again, the whole fucking entire house goes to Baltimore, and Alim Alor comes on the panel after being told that he shouldn't disrespect, and after Tony is saying what he said, and he's saying he was going to chat Jasmine anyway. Well, I'm sure all of y'all know how I feel about Jasmine and what she means to me, and we thank God that I wasn't there, because I would have been on YouTube, we're in the middle of the street with my hands in the air, and Enrique would have been under the car. Because that's just not right. So it's safe to say that all of us have agreed that Enrique should not have been on the panel. So it's safe to say Enrique got what he deserved. And it's also safe to say that he didn't get it just from my establishment, that a couple of more people probably was hitting and throwing chairs because they disagreed also at what he was saying. I don't promote the violence, but let me tell y'all all this while a lot of y'all didn't respond. This is a house full of boys. Nothing but testosterone. You're not going to try it and chop the over the of the years in this house blatantly, ball after ball and ball after ball. That's in the house of Khan for me. That's in the house of Icon. That's not going to happen. You're just not going to do that. And when you blatantly throw shade to a situation that you are uncomfortable with before you throw it, then you should be ready for whatever's going to come after it come. Once again, I apologize to the Sheraton Hotel and the whole advocacy that
so
came.
So what you basically say is, it's because I've got, you know, questions is coming over my email. I mean, you know what this shit is, this Yahoo. And so the girls are saying basically what you're saying is that you condone the fact that the cons beat Enrique. That's what they, the question's coming over.
Let me make sure I come. I'm not sure if they all was cons. You would never get me to say something like that. Y'all all know that. But I don't condone the place. But I don't have a problem at all of what happened. I fell out horrendously. I don't have a problem like that because I don't do that to other kids. And I don't disrespect. And when you have a problem and everybody's having a problem with you for the same amount of reason, I'm gagging that none of y'all stepped up. It's always a Revlon or a Karn or somebody really bad or like you yourself, Kelly, to step up. And then everybody want to make a joy and kiki over. They want to listen, but they bet not comment. You know.
So hold on. So these girls, the girls are sitting over. The girls have. Are you in the chat room?
No.
Oh, because the girls have a lot of questions that they add that they're sending over from the chat
no,
room.
No, I'm not here to answer any questions. I heard everything that everybody said. It's the end of the night. I'm telling you what I'm saying. I don't condone what they have.
Hold on. We have a caller. We have a caller. 313-401. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up? What's up, Nicole? This is Bebe Allure. How are y'all?
Hi, brother. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, sister. How are you?
What's the deal?
Hey, Bebe.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. What's up, brother? I called in. I wasn't in Baltimore. I don't know anything that happened. Me and Malcy are great friends. Enrique, of course, is my house friend. I've been in his house for 11 years. So I'm not even going to comment on what happened in Baltimore. But what I am going to comment on is Nicole as a person, because I've known, I'm 31 now, and I've known Nicole over half my life now. I think from you, Nicole, the statement that you have just made was contradictory to everything that I've ever known of you. I think it's tired of you to get on here and display that kind of energy when you promote positivity in every other entity in your life. I think it's such a contradiction. I think that's tired of you. I think the comments that you made, you need to retract, because that's not who you are. Not who you are.
Are you ready?
And don't let this radio show.
Are you ready? No,
I'm,
I heard that. What you said. I want to respond to that, baby, because we have known each other all our life.
Go
and
ahead.
You know me to know that I've thought about this bitch. So, first of all, I'm a part of this show. My opinion and everything I state is wanted, okay? It's my foundation that I'm a part of. I'm the wait, baby, let me finish. I thought about this, like, bitch, when I'm laying here just listening and listening and listening. But I thought about it and be real. I called someone to ask them, a leader of my house, because I am a person that have to say what I have to say. I am not condoning the violence. What if I understand and I respect for you, and you better come up on this show for the Allure, because I understand, and you know where it's at. I'm talking to Enrique, baby, and you come on here. You do that because you're my brother. That's right. But no, and everybody, I respect what we can do as far as getting third parties to come along and to give us this happy place and everything. But we're also going to be reality with it. When these people are getting these third parties to come along, where are their hearts at doing this? And if they are setting an example by telling these people that you're going to here to test these people or to give this, are you letting them know what goes on there? I don't condone that. And I said I'm so sorry to anybody who was involved or what, but I'm talking, baby, so I'm going to say it clearly so y'all want to know. To Enrique.
That's your opinion.
I'm not promoting it. I'm saying what happened. I didn't say what happened to anybody, Ebony.
Make that statement, and if anybody take seriously, Nicole. You can't do it.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I'm human, and we all known for everything, and I'm a very, very positive person. But also, baby, like yourself, we're not going to take but so many. You can't keep being plucked and plucked and plucked and plucked. And when you bust, you just bust. I'm sorry.
Nobody did anything to you.
You, but you allowed.
No, wait, it's done. Wait a minute. No. That's wrong, because it's my house, and I do like I come on the show, and that's what we're talking about. And when he's talking about this house, I have the right to respond.
Okay, Mousy's in that house too, but you know what Mousy did? Like in Adele, he called somebody and explained. Not that he owed nobody no fucking explanation, but he called somebody and explained. You as a mother to sit up there talking about some, if you were
he
there,
called somebody to explain what
somebody out and all that shit. Like, come on, what kind of shit?
And TT, I'm listening. Like I said, you're both my brothers and sisters. And I understand your presence. I'm not disrespecting or saying I could
not.
I'm talking,
but
that's why you're here
thing,
because
Nicole.
You're talking. I'm talking to the individual. I'm talking about what I went through. I'm talking about what this house went through. I'm talking about how I just felt. I'm sorry. I'm human. If you feel some type of way, it's definitely not to you or your house. That's not the case. So if you feel some type of way, I'm sorry, but I only can be just real. That's how I feel. So I'm not promoting the what happened, and I never do that. The same thing with Tony when everybody wanted to bash him. The same thing, I sat there and thought and leveled it out in so many different ways, and you gag at how things will escalate into a big situation, and now a couple of words got us killing each other. It's the truth. So that's how I feel. When everybody has an opinion, it's okay. I have mine. I listened to it. I spoke to Enrique personally. We have come to the situation and have spoken about it. Shade and how they feel in Baltimore, not the House of Khan in the law, but how the shade is with Enrique in the House of Khan in Baltimore. And now the whole House of Khan goes back, and Tony came up here and blatantly said that he explained to Enrique the tea, and he said, I'm chopping him anyway.
Oh, uh-huh. We have Tony's what Tony said. I wish that Enrique would have called in here so we could have got Enrique's side of the story. He did the Vicky Gotti interview earlier.
Kelly, I want to make this very clear. We're not calling about the fight. That has nothing to do with it. TT and Nicole and I are brothers and sisters. And Kelly, you know this, but 15
years.
Yeah,
I understand that. I understand that. And a lot of people. A lot of people, and I understand exactly what you're saying, baby. And a lot of people, Nicole is not in the chat room, but a lot of people in the chat room is very upset about the statements and Nicole made.
That's fine. Now you have something to be upset with me. I'm human. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I stand for what I stand for, and I stand for everything that's positive. I stand for all the lies that I cover up. I stand for all the fake bullshit that goes on and everything, and you keep this side of the story and that untruthful bitch, and when I say something, you're upset. That's fine. I'm going to express how I feel, and that's what we do, and that's what happened. They was expressing. That's fine.
Okay, let me tell you girls one thing in the chat room. I'm never mad because the girls did Vicky Gotti and the girls didn't do this. The girls is not coming up on this show. I'm not mad because if any of you bitches dial that sit in the chat room, if you dial the phone number right now, bitch, the phone lines are jammed motherfucking packed. You can't get on the phone line. The phone line's been jammed packed since 11:02. You couldn't get on the phone line. So never mad, never press, never bothered. I am going to always be on talk in ballroom. Know that. Hey, back to y'all. James Kahn, you're live on the air.
Well, who was that individual that Nicole was just talking to? What law was that?
This is TT and that's Baby.
TT.
Who is CT?
Baby. That's CT. That's Baby. That's what my sister's about.
Where are they from?
Hey, hold on, honey. I think we have. Hold on. Enrique, is this you on the air?
Yes, this is me.
Okay, Enrique is live on the air. Okay, let Enrique talk, and then everybody can talk, and we're going to do this one at a time, and we're going to do this respectfully. Enrique, can you please give us your side of the story? If anybody cut Enrique off, I will put everybody on hold, and then I'll come back to y'all.
But go ahead and do that now, Kelly.
Okay. No, go ahead, Enrique. Say what you got to say. I'm not going to put everybody on hold right now, but if
anybody
cut him off after he got to say...
Could you do me a favor? Could you put, you don't have to put everybody on hold. Like, could you have Tony off hold? Because he was sitting beside me. Because I want to know
where this Chop Happy thing came from.
Like, nobody's not on the phone line anymore. If anybody's out there and they're listening and you're by the icon, Tony Revlon, can you please tell him to call in? And if the line is, please tell
him his cell phone,
and I'll call him directly.
Yeah, because I just want to say this for one thing. Tony was sitting right beside me. Tony was sitting on my left, and the lady from the health department was sitting on my right. I didn't chop hardly anybody. And then when I did chop, like, I think I only chopped two people that night. So I don't know where these chop happy things came, because it did not happen. Let me address that. And then with the whole con thing, the guy, I don't know if Ronnie's talking about the guy with the earrings, because the people down on our side were saying, where was his pink? And this is the realness category. And when he came down and showed that he had the earrings in, then the chop was rescinded. So I wasn't being chop happy. Let me put that out there. Because I'm one of the few judges that I know of, and I think maybe Tony's another one, and maybe Ronnie does it as well, that when I chop you or if somebody else chop you, I'll let you know why the judges chop you. So I try to be a very fair judge, so when you come back the next time, that it won't happen again. You know what I'm saying? And so by me being chop happy, I'm astounded by that, because I didn't chop anybody, hardly, except for Jasmine. And the reason why, and let me explain the reason why I chopped Jasmine, because that seems to be the issue and the reason of the fight. Let's just say disruption, because it wasn't a beatdown, because that didn't get happen. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I got jumped. True enough, I got jumped, but I didn't get beat down. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? And let me tie that in. You know, not that I'm just, because I've been on the phone, I had my hand raised for a minute. You know, Nicole said what she had to say. I'm going to address that as well. But back to the Jasmine thing. Like, as everybody was saying, everybody was getting.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead, Enrique. Tony's on the phone line now, and he's listening, but go ahead, Enrique.
Right. So, like, the whole Jasmine thing, like, during that whole category, people was getting chopped left and right. For like the whole red thing, you know.
Please
like
leave your message for 2.
Go ahead, Enrique.
Oh, yeah.
I was
like,
trying to get Ronnie
doing,
back on the line, but go ahead, Enrique.
A lot of people were getting chopped for the Vogue Femme thing and stuff, because I didn't chop anybody for that particular category because I didn't have to. And that's another thing. People say, if I let everybody else slide through, how come I didn't let this person through? Because I didn't have to let anybody slide through because they were getting chopped left and right. Let's just say that. They were getting chopped left and right, so all I had to do was sit there. But then when Jasmine came up, because I'm looking, and a lot of people, and let me just say this as well. Let me bookmark that. Because after that whole incident, I got a lot of people Facebooking me, Yahooing me, because they know I lost my phone, so nobody can call me or I can text or anything. And people say that I had just cause for what I did because, you know, Jasmine had a whole red top on, a whole red top. Yeah, she did have pink. Tony was right. She did have pink on her thing, but she had a whole red top. So when people had a big piece of red on, they were being chopped, you know what I'm saying, left and right. And I was like, okay, so if that's the case, then, you know, you can't chop all these other people and let this one person chop that has a whole red shirt on that wasn't a touch of red. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I chopped Jazz. It wasn't because of shade to the cons and stuff like that, because Cole's right. And I explained to you, when you call me about the Mook and Little James situation, I put it up on YouTube so you can see what it was. It could have went either way. You know what I'm saying? Not every house is going to win all the time, every category, at any time. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. Little James had an incredible year. This year, nobody's knocking him. And let me put this to rest too. There is no shade between me and any of the Baltimore cons, except for maybe one, and we all know who that is. But the rest of the cons, Little James, I give him props. Magic, I absolutely love. The new runway kid you guys have. You guys got a lot of talent here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have any shade against anyone, except for maybe one, and that's a just cause. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I just want to get that out the way. You know, because you know that same person.
Enrique, this James. You know, first of all, let me say this. I don't care anything about the threats of the police. That is my least worry.
James, I don't care about that either.
And don't no fucking call.
care about that, though, about no motherfucking police, because, see, that's what the girls do. They get up here, and then as far as Nicole is concerned, now somebody saying what Nicole shouldn't say, and this is lump. No, somebody saying what she shouldn't say. Yes, she should say that, because if they felt like it was try this, try it. What happened, happened. Nobody's taking it back. Nobody's taking it back.
This is my point. You know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. You're the one that I had a problem with in Baltimore. For some reason, it's no one else. It's you. You're the one that I had the problem with. Every time I turn around, I will always get feedback from other people besides cars out of Baltimore saying that you are being shady toward my house. Every time I turn around, I'm getting a phone call about Enrique being shady towards the cars. Now, everybody know, anybody on this phone can sit up and say, look, James has had an incredible year. But when you got 13 judges at a mini ball in Baltimore, and look, James only get 3 votes out of 13, if that ain't capital S-H-A-D-E, what is it?
But James, I mean, I don't know. I think I was on the panel, I think. But like you said, he got 3 votes out of 13. So I wasn't the only. So what about the 10 other judges? Are they shading Khan as well?
Probably so.
You know what, but I think, like I said earlier, and this is what I was saying earlier, it's way deeper than what we all say. And to TT and Baby, this is, I don't know if you even know, it's so deep because of Rike. And me and you can talk. We talked on the phone. What James just told you, didn't I tell you that?
Yeah,
didn't
exactly.
I explain
yeah,
that to you?
You
didn't
know
I say
the same
who threatened
thing?
Anybody with police, though? And who threatened anybody? Where did that come from?
Wait,
what happened was, it was a video made on YouTube with Vicky Gotti, and Enrique said that, you know, what happened,
I'm going to press charges. Exactly. And it's the reason why. You know, I thought that, you know, I was going to be able to talk. But again, like Nicole, like you said, we talked about this. And we discussed what was going on. And I said, like James just said, there was 13 judges and Jill James got 3. What about the other judges? I have no
vote. I also said to you when we were speaking that it's not just you, that the whole that
Nicole,
place.
Hold on. Let him finish saying everything that he has to say,
okay,
and then everybody's going to comment on what
okay.
he has to say. Enrique, finish saying what you have
right.
to say, and
I mean,
you're going to go into everybody and making a comment.
Right. It's not the point. I mean, like James just said, it's not. It's yes, he did have an incredible year, but you're not going to always win every ball that you walk. And that's what I said to Nicole. That's not. I haven't met anybody yet that won. Little James is close, and Ronaldo's another one that came very close to walking every ball that he walked, winning every ball. But every now and then, you're going to get sad. And in Baltimore, like you said, he got 3 minus 10. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not understanding. I'm not shading Khan. I don't have a problem with Khan. Like I said in the interview thing, like, Mousy's a friend of mine. I have a lot of friends in Khan. I get life off of some of the Khans down about. There's some that I don't, and I'm sure, James, you know who I'm talking about. There's some that I don't. But I don't take it out on their children at all. I don't take it out on their children.
Let me just say this to the ballroom scene. What I don't understand... And I told that bitch Vicky Gotti to keep Khan out of her vocabulary. And I told that bitch the next time she mentioned anything with a K in it, this could be like she's taking medicine from the apothecary. And she still disrespected me by using Khan. And what I don't understand is why you all in the community sit back. That particular individual promotes the chaos. You know, this is not Oprah Winfrey. This is not Wendy Williams. So why do you go and sit back and allow somebody to interview you if you're not getting any type of conversation for it? I don't understand it. What do you all get out of that? It's not going to make your name. It's not going to prove your name. So, you know, and this is why, my kids know not to come on the radio show. They should know now not to let somebody sit in front of them that's not somebody like Oprah Winfrey, or Winnie Williams, and interview them on shit pertaining to the ballroom scene. That interview you saw today, I fell on the outside of the toilet stool because I couldn't even believe that you allow someone who doesn't really interact with the ballroom scene but likes to keep that type of bullshit going. They promote it. you, when she called you on the phone, you should have just simply told her it's over with. If you talk to Mouse, you talk to whoever, charge the cars, they're not even allowed to even talk about it. It should have been over with. But somebody like Vicky Gotti.
And for the record, wait, James, a minute. Wait, James, for a second. And no, right, I seen it also. And two, Vicky Gotti, for me, could you please take them down by morning, or whoever that did the interviews as Jasmine or Mousy with Vicky Gotti will be dealt with as well. That was never supposed to happen. So, Kelly, when you were saying the girls, I really gag. None of the cons were not supposed to respond to this because we don't want a back and forth. It doesn't work. It's very unfortunate that that happened, but I'm just saying I know where it came from. And, Arike, you have we spoke. So you can't say that I didn't tell you how intense this was and why they were going off way before I came here. So we spoke to that. So nobody was interviewed. So, Vicky, if you would please, as you're hearing them on the phone, take it off.
Nicole, you don't have to say any more to Vicky God. I asked her the last time she was here in D.C. when she was trying to get Man and Roddy to interview, and I told her, no, we don't do that.
Well, somebody just hit me up on Facebook, and they said they want to know, how y'all telling the cars not to be on the Vicky Gotti show, and Little James is the co-host of Vicky Gotti?
He's not the co-host. That's his brother.
Not any longer.
Well, y'all have to
hear. Okay. I mean, the interview was done. She called me, and I felt as though, you know, people needed to hear what was going on because the whole drama – I mean, being beat up, and the reason why I did what I did, and I'm sure, you know, as you've heard, I have people in my house that don't like that I got the police involved. But I felt that as a leader in Baltimore, I had to know, I'm just not going to let me say this, I don't think it's right. Now, Luke, James, you know, back in the day, you know, I don't know, there was never a problem with a one-on-one fight. Never a problem with a one-on-one fight.
Can I just say this real quick? I want you to remember this. There's never no rules in fighting.
Right, but there's never no rules. But then again, like you said, I chopped Jasmine. I guess y'all guys felt that a jump was the consequences. This is my consequences for the jump, James.
Enrique, it doesn't seem like, from what I've been hearing tonight, it doesn't seem like it was just the cause that had a problem with you. It's just been something that's been ongoing for so long. And unfortunately, if I would have been there, it wouldn't have happened.
But you know what the thing about it is, James, let me explain, and this is the thing. I don't do well with politics. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself a very fair judge. Even if my own house is not bringing it right, I'm going to tell them either not to walk, or I'm just not going to vote for you. Because if my thing is somebody's putting their money or their effects for somebody who's actually doing it right, because I've seen it at too many balls. People come to walk a ball, bring the right effect, and then somebody comes half-assed or don't bring with the category, and they end up winning. That's not fair for people who put their hard-earned money and time into effects to participate. That's not fair. So, you know, as a judge, I'm going to be fair. I don't have any girlfriend houses. I don't have any girlfriends in the thing.
Enrique, let me explain something to you. Let me tell you, this is how I am. If you notice me, I'm always alone. I'm always in the corner. You don't even really see me interact with my kids at a ball too often. And that's the reason. I'm this way for a reason. Because I don't want people to get too close to me where they can feel like they can disrespect me and play with me. I have a very few friends in my circle at a ball that I laugh and joke and play with. Because it's just like a puppy. You play with them, they lick you in the face. Then they get comfortable, they want to start disrespecting you. So this is why I'm the way I am, and this is the way I've always been. And see, the thing is, these people in the scene, these older leaders, you know, and I can't say icons because there's not too many allies that I have from the House of Cards that allows the stuff that goes on. You know, I can say about the House of Ebony, I can say about the House of Prodigy, definitely the House of Revlon. In the House of Balenciaga, I have a relationship with them on a respect level. Well, I'm not going to allow my kids, I don't think they'll allow their kids to disrespect the icon or a legend. But some of the stuff that I've been hearing over the months and months and months and months, they've been shady towards my house, they've been shady towards the House of Revlon, they've been shady to the House of Ebony. And the thing that killed me, when you get these new houses that's open up, still the icons and legends who have opened these houses get the history of these houses and kind of familiarize the younger generation with their capable of. See, what's going to happen is a lot of people have slept on the House of Revlon, they slept on the House of Ebony, they slept on the House of Khan. And that's because the leaders refuse to give the history. So when they put these judges up on the panel who blatantly shade, you know, just, you know, want people to think it's all about their particular house, and that's how all the chaos starts. You know, nobody's house is better than my house. Nobody's house better than the house of Ebony. So I don't know why these people feel that their house is better.
James, you're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right. So that's why when I judge, I try to be a very friend judge. Because I don't feel as though, you know, because we can all admit on this phone, and we all, James, you've been sitting on the panels where you saw the politics is thick, and you know somebody shouldn't have got chopped, or you know that person should not have won, and they won and got through. Is it right? Is it right because it's your friend's home? Or is it right because you know that the father of their house? That's not right. What about, there's times when I heard you complain. Jay, there's times I heard you complain about somebody sitting your child that should have got chopped. But because they were in a certain house, they didn't.
This is my thing. I try not to take my personal feelings out on someone that if I dislike you, I'm not going to speak to you. If you push me to the corner, I'm going to bake a cake on your ass. That's as simple as that. One thing about me, you're not going to know when it's coming. And it's a few more that I have a problem with. It's a few more in the scene that I have a problem with. And I'm going to deal with those individuals in short time. It's countdown. They want the old James to come back out. That's what they're going to get. And I don't care about no damn police. Call them. I'm out here working with the police every night. 10 hours a day. I don't care about the police. I don't even have to leave D.C. to sit on order. So that's my point. My point is stop fucking with the House of Cards. If you're not going to judge Sam, get up and leave. Walk away.
I just got a message from Vicky Gotti, and Vicky said that Mousy asked to do the show. That's why she did the Mousy interview. She said she hit Enrique up for Enrique interview.
Tell Vicky Gotti, I will see her personally. I don't believe that. She hands that motherfucking microphone everywhere she goes. Now send her that message on Facebook. We had this conversation before, and she disrespected me by continuing on interviewing her.
Well, I told her that y'all said she has 24 hours to take the videos down. She said Mousy asked her to do the interview. She's about to call Mousy right now and talk to Mousy.
That's on her. But I see Vicky Gotti. Could I ask her not to implement cards on these fucking radio shows unless she got some cash? She got some cash, she can interview the cards. And any other leader out here should feel the same way. Stop your kids from being on these fucking energies talk shows. I mean, that shit right there, if it's not this show here, Kelly's show, then it shouldn't even be, you know, this is where you can get the information, this is where you communicate. Bro, what are we doing now? We communicate. You know, but all that other stuff, it just promotes. Who is she to ask somebody to interview? She's not even in the ballroom scene. If anyone know why it's shame, why it's fight? No. It needs to stop. Enrique, let me ask you a question. Did you chop two of my kids for J-Rock and Darius for Schoolboy? Do you have any knowledge of that?
No, I didn't chop, and that's why I wanted Tony on the phone, because I didn't chop. And the only con that I chopped was Jasmine because of the red thing, and I was going to chop the kid that had the pink earrings on that you could hardly see because it was realness with a touch of pink or realness with pink on. And from our end, because I'm one of four judges that said, where's his pink? When he walked over to us and showed us he had these pink, like, little tiny earrings on, then I was like, okay, that's fine.
Well, Tony said that you didn't.
Tony, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, but that's it, James. That's why when the PR was here, I was chop happy or I was chopping all these cars. No, I didn't.
No. Wait. Eureka, you just said you wanted me on here for what?
No, because I went because you was there.
So yeah, I already said it early. My brother James already said you did not chop J Rock. I think the chop for J Rock came down by down from us. Now concerning Darius, he didn't get chopped because no one saw the pink that he had in his ear. So the chop was not coming from you. I already said that. But I did also say that I felt that it was shade concerning Jasmine because of the fact of the argument me and you had concerning Boone with his red. You take all the Boone red out that you, if you take all the Boone red out that he had on his clothes, could make you a shirt and appear short. Jasmine had on a shirt. And my opinion is I just feel that Jasmine shouldn't have got chopped because of the fact that you can't chop one and don't chop the rest. Me, I chopped one and I kept on chopping. If you have more than one item of red on, I chopped them. And Erika, you know, I got up off the panel when Jasmine was into her 1, 2, 3 last dip. I looked at her socks and it was pink. Her socks was pink and I gave her 10. I said, Erika, her socks are pink. Her socks is pink. Her socks is not red. If Jasmine's socks was red, Tony Revlon would have chopped her. And that's just, I chopped four of my own members. Now, about you chopping her, I could not understand it myself because Boom had on a lot of red, and you gave Boom 10.
I didn't. Boom's not on the lore, right? I stated that in the interview. But
okay,
wait.
Who just said that Boom was in the lore?
Enrique.
Okay, even if Boom was under law, me and you had words concerning me chopping Boom, correct?
Right. I mean, I had words about you chopping a couple of people. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have anything to say to me about anybody I chopped but Boom.
No, I did kind of. Okay. That's okay. But all I know, that goes back to what I said when I first came on. I didn't have to chop because the whole thing, if I didn't chop one, why did I chop one, not I didn't chop the rest?
Okay, the I chopped everybody that had more than one item of red. I wouldn't care if it was my mother coming back from her grave. If she had a pair of shorts with a hat red, I'm going to chop her. I'm not going to chop my own child and don't chop nobody else. I chopped four of my members. I'm a very fair person. Everyone on this phone knows that. I don't care who you are. If I'm going to go by the category, I'm going to go by the category. That's one thing everybody in this ballroom scene knows, that Tony Revlon could be shady, could be mean, could be nasty, but he's a very fair judge. And honestly, that's my opinion because all the other people that got 10s had on shorts, which Marquise Revlon had on shorts. So why did you chop Marquise?
Because I didn't even see the red on Marquise, honestly.
Okay, if you didn't
see
the red
on Marquise. I saw black and gold.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Okay, if you didn't see the red on Marquise, why didn't you chop him then?
I don't know.
See? Kelly, please, Kelly, Enrique, me and Enrique knew each other for a very long time. I already rest my case. There's a lot of other people that had on one item of red that made it through that did not get chopped. In my eyes, Jasmine was the same way as other people that I gave 10 to. If Jasmine, I will repeat, if her socks had that stitch of red, I would have chopped Jasmine. I even chopped Kitty, which I like him very, very much. I love the way this man Vogue and all that, but he had on all of that red, and I chopped him. Marquise had on one item. Marquise Revlon had a pair of shorts, and if I saw a motherfucking rose on his chest, I would have chopped him. He's no better than anyone else. Like I said, I chopped four of my other members. Two of my members left because I chopped him, and I don't give a fuck.
Right,
I'm going to judge fear.
When we was on the panel, because I know that somebody ran over and said, remember, Tony, just a touch of red. Not all red, but just a touch of red. And you reiterated, yeah, it's a touch of red. So I'm like, okay, so that's why I was like, because it was me, the Woman of the Coalition, and the judge next to me was giving So they can't have on red, or they're going to try to have a red thing. You said a touch of red, because you said that a lot, so we was okay. And when the people started coming out on the stage, you know what I'm saying, you was like, you know, saying we'll get through, but you was chopping majority of them. And so everybody was like, okay, because when Jasmine came out, and this is the thing, when Jasmine came out, the lady on the side of me and the person beside her was giving, but she has on red. That's not a touch of red. That's all red. And I was like, well, you're right, because there's people you did chop that did, I mean, they had one item of red, but it was just a lot of it. You just saw red. And I'm thinking, well, if he did that, then shouldn't she get chopped too, because she has a red shirt?
Okay, Eureka, everyone missed the point of what I just said. I chopped anyone that had two items of red on. I did not chop one individual that had one item of red. Honestly, if you want to keep it real, I let a lot of people slide with that one item of red. Because if you know what a touch of red means, is if let's say Nicole walked with all black, she got a rose on her head. That's a touch of red. Honestly, where a lot of individuals messed up at, they had a lot of colors on. It would have been much easier if this is something for everybody that walked that night, something for y'all to take in. When there's a category of a touch of red, just bring it in a solid color with a touch of red, a rose, a pen. That's a touch of red. I gave everybody a break because of the fact that I see that leaders didn't explain it to their members. Because of the fact a touch of red is a touch of red. There's no way you could go around a touch of red. We have TT on the phone, Bebe on the phone, Nicole. All of y'all know the meaning of a touch of red. So what I did, I gave more of a break and said, okay, what I'm not going to do, because if I would have did it like that, nobody would have made it through. The only one that made it was Dawn, and I saw Little Magic. She had an all white. His stitches in his shirt had red on it, a touch of red. So when I said, okay, I'm make it easier for everybody. If you have one item, I'll let you through. But nobody on that panel was chopping anybody. No one on that panel from me to Rob was chopping anybody with a touch of red. But everyone screamed and said, okay, we're going to go by the categories. No one was going by the categories at all. I spoke to Darius Cobb, and once I explained it to him, he understood. You know, whoever chopped J-Rock, I did not understand why they chopped J-Rock, and I was like, why the fuck they're chopping J-Rock? This is of the year. Whoever chopped him from Rodney's side said that he's not real. I said he's not real. This man won Schoolboy of the Year over and over again. So why he's not real?
That was
dangerous.
She said he looks more like a thug.
And J-Rock looked more like a thug. Okay, that's, you know, and once I even explained it to Khadijah, she even said, okay, but J-Rock being J-Rock for some type of way, and he did not come back up there. But I will say, Eureka was not chopping the cards, but I do, and I also would say, I felt it was some type of way with Jasmine, because if you didn't chop Bam, I mean, Boom, and I gave him 10s, nobody chopped Boom.
I chopped Boom.
I said earlier, I chopped Boom. Why? He had red on his left, red on his right, red on his left leg, red on his right leg. You took his head off, nothing but inside was red. That's not such a red to me. If he would have had one item of red, I wouldn't have chopped him. I would not have chopped them. And it's just like Rodney said, I'm going to say it again. People that got chopped at the beginning or the people that came after that individual should have went in the bathroom or went underneath the table and start snatching off the motherfucking red. And then I would have been chopping all the people. I'm a very fair judge. This whole ballroom scene know that. I'm a very fair judge. And honestly, I put my problem was with Eureka was, like I explained to you, Eureka, was don't put me in it because of the fact we are two different individuals. You are Eureka Allure. I am Tony Revlon. I'm everyone knows that I just fair. You would never hear no one coming on the radio show and say, oh, Tony's nasty. Oh, Tony just, that Tony
Hello?
Don't judge right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't get that.
No,
you don't get that.
I want to push one so bad. Be like, well,
Sebastian,
you're on. You're on, Sebastian.
I am on the phone. Oh, my God.
Yes, you're on. Hello, Sebastian.
What you got to say?
I wanted to know, well, I just wanted to address when everybody say that they're fair. But what happened in Dayton?
And where?
You want to know what happened in Dayton when Rodney won Best Dress Over.
Okay, we're going to need two judges on that panel. Well, the way I judge, and this is my opinion, the way I judge certain categories, it is something that I will wear. For a label category, I've been judging on something that I will wear. I don't give a fuck if it's $50,000. If it's pink and I won't wear it, I'm not going to give them my 10. I will judge on something that I will wear. I will give anybody tips, but then at the end of grand prize, who's going to win grand prize overall, my tent is going to the person. The outfit or the shoes or the eyewear or the glove or the scarf or the earring that I will wear.
Yes.
That's how I judge.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
I just wanted to know. And you gave me my answer.
Sebastian.
I sit on
Sebastian. Did you get home? Did you get home and Google Jeffrey West?
Brother, I'm not going there with you about this Jeffrey West shoe. I'm not.
I love you. I love you.
On this phone. I just wanted to know, since everybody's fair, I just wanted to know what happened in Dayton. That's all I asked. I don't even know how I got on the fucking radio show.
Yeah. Hello. At the ball, Kelly, at the ball on Saturday, because I did see that the judges didn't have flyers. So what I did, what I always do when I go to balls, when I know I'm judging, I always have a flyer so I can start reading a little bit. So what I did was I passed out flyers to the judges that I know always are very particular, always read, always look. So I gave Iranian one, I gave Tony one, and I gave someone else one, because I know when there's a ball of that magnitude, people tend to look at the flyer. And since we're the ones respected for when we do chop people, I gave those individuals flyers. Because I had like six of them in my hand that I brought to the ball purposely, because I know most people that host balls nowadays, they do not have the categories for the judges to look at when we get to the ball.
They just
put them on their phone.
That's all. They're too busy trying to just throw a ball, and that's what happened. So is it safe to say that the unfair judges from the leaders allowing them people to get on the panel, that this is what's causing a lot of problems now? So everyone is judging. Ginger, no disrespect. And
I'm saying, you know what I think? I think that everybody that's having a ball across the country should just have me, Tony, and Cabbage on their motherfucking judges panel, and that's it. That's what the fuck I think. Cabbage on everybody's judges panel, bitch. What the fuck?
I know this is going to start another argument.
No. So, difference, if you know it's going to start, okay, let me say this, okay. Kelly, whoever else is on here, everyone know at my balls also, if I see shade given, if I feel someone being shaded to, what do I always do, Nicole? I dismiss that judge. You have to get up. I'm sorry, you get up. If I did it to Letitia, I did it to my own gay son. I don't care. If I feel shade is being thrown at an individual, I remove that person.
Kelly, what happened when Tanae chopped you? Her face was on the computer all up and down the internet with a full-grown beard, right?
I'm just saying. Fade, okay? Baby, see, Nicole, you trying to start some shit, and I'm in a whole new realm right now. Are you opening up shit from last year, Mr. Leave It Alone?
No, I'm not opening up shit, but look how you said last year, judging, and what happened. And I personally felt gagged that Tanae was exploited like that because she was an icon, but a lot of people, you said you didn't do it. Okay, so safe to say, a lot of people thought it was unfair, and look what they did.
Look,
yeah,
now
I
she
never
won't
said
come back.
I didn't post the picture. I posted the picture. I didn't alter the picture. It's the way the picture was.
After and before.
After and before. Only thing I did was point the arrows and the circle so you could get in.
I'm not, all right, well, I'm not trying to open up no drums. I'm just saying, and to Arike, and to everybody, and with James and Tony and the good leaders, and Ginger. Ginger had no business on the panel. You don't get on the panel when you don't know what you're doing. I was quick to tell you that don't put me on the panel through labels, because I don't know how much nothing costs, and I don't know what year is anything. So don't do that, because I'm not going to know who pick. I'm going to pick who the judges pick, bitch. I'm not. So you shouldn't do that. And this is what ends up happening. So it's safe to say that Judges Kelly, Sister IE, into that picture, that judging can cause a lot of problems when you are being attacked constantly and your house is being attacked. It's not the house thing. It's the individual. And I was not addressing the House of Allure, Arike. I was addressing you, because Tony said he spoke to you about it, and you chopped Jasmine anyway.
But I have to agree I have to agree with the people in the chat room. It's not just Ginger that should be on a that should not be on a panel. It's a whole bunch of people out here that should not be on panels. It's not just Ginger. It's a lot of fucking legends and a lot of icons that should not be on Judge's panel either, because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. The girls, if you want to get into a bitch ball for free, just say, baby, can I get into your ball for free? Can you put me on the guest list? Don't ask to be on the Judge's panel, and you don't want to actually be there.
I totally agree, because Ginger, whatever happened with Ginger, it was nothing. But when an icon or a legend is on the panel and that happens, it's always something. I totally agree.
Okay. If you're saying icons should not be on the panel because of the fact that they don't know what they're looking for, so why are they icons? And because if you're an icon and you are in the scene, you should know what each category is.
Maybe some of those girls, that made icon on that legendary motherfucking Chester. That legendary Chester that has that dead body in the back of the day.
Also, what I liked it with James Caan said on here. You
what? Nicole, somebody just hit me up, Nicole.
No,
and they said, Nicole,
I'm
you still don't know that Ginger shouldn't be on the panel. They just texted the red card, and they didn't know how the fuck you feel about Marcus. You shouldn't be sitting on nobody's panel either. Nobody don't know who he is.
Well, first of all, wait, how about who?
Don't attack me. This came
through. Wait, no. How do I feel about
time.
Who? I didn't hear you. How do you feel about who?
They said, how do you feel about Marcus being on the panel? Nobody don't know who she is. She just spoke 3 boards with the organization in North Carolina.
Well, Marcus, and me and Marcus had that conversation about that.
I knew they were going to come up, too. I knew somebody was going to say this. Right.
I'm giving them 24 hours to take that shit off of me and Jasmine.
No, and no shit. I'm asking respectfully 24 hours, because Amalsi and Jasmine was not allowed to do that. So please, and in order to stop James for going, just take that shit down, because they weren't supposed to do that. I don't know about Arike, you allowed to do, but Amalsi and Jasmine was not supposed to do that. You don't want to feed back and forth into it. Leave it up to the leaders. That's not, no. I didn't. That their opinion wasn't necessary. That was not.
I spoke with James, and she's taking the videos down.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Take both of them down. Tell them to take both of them down.
Rodney.
Amen. Thank you.
Rodney.
Thank you.
Rodney.
Yes, Dad.
She broke a record. It was less than 24 hours.
Don't do that.
I like, I like Vicky and everything, but y'all gave her 24 hours, bitch. They had a video that had my name in it, bitch. I called her. I said, you got 10 minutes to take it down.
It was done. And no, because we have, and this is the truth, and Arike, no disrespect, like Vicky took it down immediately. This has been, we've touched base on it.
I don't understand. I don't understand. This is maybe someone.
What?
Because Cabbage got. I mean, Cabbage, my brother Cabbage got on here one time and said, "Get the fuck off the phone." He was off the phone.
Hold on. Red phone is ringing. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Hello.
No, you knew they had to say your name, so you're going
to
come on here. It was from the chat room.
My name, so I had to. Sorry.
It was from the chat room, though. Where was from, Kelly? Tell them.
It came from the restaurant, and they gave the very, well, hold on, let me get to the text. They gave the very, well, then Marcus shouldn't be sitting on the dinner. If Jinja can't sit on the panel, all she do is promote free balls in North Carolina. What the fuck is she sitting on the panel?
Let me be clear, Marcus doesn't promote free balls, but I will say this in my defense. People mimic categories that I write. To judge a ball, the only thing you need to do is be very proficient in the category, be able to understand what the category is, and actually have a fair conscience and pick the right person. I've written categories for balls, not just free balls, but balls that people mimic and they copy and have in different states. I'm able to successfully promote balls in different cities, and people actually come to them and actually give out my money. So that makes me relevant. Now, this is the difference. Instead of that, I'd rather those bitter bitches stop begging me to be on my judges' panels so they can get back at whoever they choose to get back at. I've never asked to be on a judges' panel. I come to every ball prepared to pay to get in, and if I am asked to judge, not beg to judge, but asked to judge, I choose the most appropriate person. So to whoever that was, you're probably one of those bitter bitches that text me and ask me, could you judge me as part of all this weekend? And the answer is no. We want your $30. I hope you have your $30, and we'll see you there.
Oh, shit.
I guess whoever that was that texted my red phone, they'll be texting my red phone with a comment that for you, even if they be pressing one to come up on the radio station, because I know this person don't have a problem with coming and saying exactly what's on their mind.
But it's not even like that. I mean, honestly, I do have I think when it comes down to it, I think legends and icons are the appropriate people to judge. I prefer to have them on my panels, but let's just be honest. Some legends and icons are not fair.
Okay, so wait. So tell me what happened with Kelly and all of us and Tony leaving the panel, confusing it and making a count, and Kelly sat there, and that judging thing was a whole fool for 10 minutes. Y'all made my child battle four times, bitch, and Kelly couldn't make up her mind. Tony was gone. The number was at what happened there. And that was yours.
You're talking about the North Carolina Awards.
Yes, yes, bitch,
okay.
Yes.
Well, you know what that comes down to it? I think at certain points, panels get to a point to where they're just too large. I personally think 11 and 13 judges are too many. But politics say at big balls like that, you have to have 11 and 13 opinions. I think, so when it comes down to it, I think
you don't have to have 11 and 13 people on the motherfucker judges panel. Let me tell y'all something, okay? Bitch, this is what's wrong with the girls right now. You don't need 13 fucking judges on the panel. Every house don't need a fucking representative on the fucking judges panel. Bitch, I'd rather my motherfucking kids win and there's no motherfucking control on the panel so they can know they didn't win because I'm one of their numbers had to vote for them. I want them to win because the girls know their talent.
And I agree with that, Kelly, but this is the point. Are you going to tell 13 major houses that they're not going to, who have legends and icons in the building, that they're not going to judge at all?
Please, girl.
I mean, like Tony said earlier,
so
like
you have
Tony,
houses that are supporting you in large numbers because, honestly, you know, the ballroom scene basically has shade built into it. The way we pick the winner is shade from the beginning. So, I mean, the only way to protect yourself is
thank
to
you.
Have a voice on the panel just so that, you know, just in case if a bitch tried, you can try it right back.
Marcus, but what happened to when you noticing it yourself and you just get rid of them? So if you're detecting, say, like what Tony's saying, you seeing that as shade or you seeing something going on continuously and coming up with the same vote or the same number and you know that this person is doing and just getting rid of them, like not just saying that it's...
How do I say this? I think the only time you can really, really tell when a judge is really, really, really being serious is when you're sitting there and just really closely monitoring them. And unfortunately, at a ball like that, especially like a ball, sometimes you really don't know who somebody is. Like, let's be a perfect example. I was in Houston. I only knew two people that walked. So those people that walked, and, you know, I didn't know. They can't claim it's shade. I mean, I don't know who you are, so it's not shade. You just didn't bring it right in my opinion. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's really difficult for us to
for a promoter to detect when a judge is being serious. Maybe the judge
I disagree real fast because it's consistently. Wait, Grandpa, let me say this. Let me say this. You know why I disagree with that, Marcus? And all of y'all on this phone, y'all about to gag. You know when a judge is being fierce because it's consistently. If they're consistently, you hearing the same judge at the same house, Revlon Chop, Revlon Chop. Who did that? Her. Who did that? Her again. Who did that? Her again. Now, individually, every different board this person goes to. If he goes to this board and that same individual is chopping her, yes, there is some shade in there detected that could be personal.
I mean, that could be different reasons, Nicole, because we've all been on panels where somebody left somebody's house and they get chopped a couple of balls.
But we know that, though. But we know when they get chopped, you know why.
Is that commendable?
No, no, it's not fair. But Tony, like Tony said something earlier, and I live when he said it last week. He said, I'll tell you when I chop. If I think that you left my house inappropriate and it was shit. But you know that. You knew that when you got on the floor. You know that.
I just think when someone gets chopped, the judge should be able to explain to them why. And it's not basically explaining yourself. It's giving the person a chance to better themselves. And so, like, I hate when judges just say, well, I don't see it. I mean, well, what don't you see? If it's the same, if they got bumps under their neck, tell them they got bumps under their neck.
I don't want no shade, okay? I'm coming to Chicago this week, Marcus, and I don't want no shade. I do not want y'all to chop my new mother. I don't want y'all to chop her when she comes after she went into y'all girl's retreat at the Scala. I don't want y'all to chop her when she comes out as mother.
Well,
you so
clear.
Stupid. It looked like you thought about that bitch.
Kelly,
wait, hold up.
She's what, Kelly? She's more than welcome to come out as mother. If she walks, you know, I don't think she'll be getting in for free. But if she does, if she's there, and if there's a cash category, and if she did get in for free, we'll just subtract. If she happens to win, we'll just subtract her winnings from. We'll subtract the $30 from her winnings. But you know, I think out of respect, you know, in this case, if there isn't a Scotta coming out as a mother this weekend, you know, advancement is definitely, you know, we're excited about that, and that's what Neiman and Sebastian want. So, you know, they should be able to let them know, and then confidentially stay a secret. You know, don't give us a gag factor because you might gag back.
Oh, well, baby, I love it. Y'all girls know y'all got gagged this
weekend. No, you can't gag me.
Oh, you know the thing. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Told you. You know.
I got something to say really fast. I've been hearing little remarks, little comments, little different stuff like that because of some of the decisions that I have been making for my new house and things of that nature. I'm going to advise you.
Forgot about that. I heard that too. Yeah.
I'm going to advise you. Real nice, because if anybody calls me the new Tony Revlon of the scene, I want to advise you to keep your comments to yourself and keep your little house away from me. That's what I'm going to do. And this is not a threat. This is a promise. And I think you know who you are. I'm done.
And I know who you are, too, but I'm not going to put the name out there.
Today.
Yeah, today. Well, maybe tomorrow. Hold on. We got some callers. Let's see. Private caller, you're live on the air. I'm on the air. Okay, I guess not. 404-547, you're live on the air.
Hello?
You're live on the air.
Yes, I'm just listening. This is my first time ever listening. And first thing I want to say, I just want to give a couple of good things out. The first thing is, it's great to see you guys able to actually have these discussions and, you know, have it online. It's something that you would not see on TV. So for those who say something about Oprah Winfrey and Wendy Williams, no. Of course, it's not Wendy Williams or Oprah Winfrey. But it's always just good to see you guys have these little talk shows. This is amazing. The second thing is, the only thing that it does show me that it's able to keep up with the stereotypes. You know, ballroom kids, drag queens, et cetera, et cetera. You always been stereotyped. So as far as all this little fighting and things like this, me personally, I'm too old to be doing these things. But it's really, really bad to see adults fighting over, first of all, free money. You don't fight over free money because if it's free, there's no need to fight. I heard something about a touch of red, and some of the kids got chopped because of the red. First thing, a touch of red is something as any accessory, or like the guy said, he had some kind of threads in red. It wouldn't be a full shirt. That's not a touch of red. That's a solid item that has red in it. So of course, if someone had on a pair of red shorts, they should have been chopped. Or if someone had on a red shirt, they should have been chopped. But if they had on a red rose or some red earrings, a red headband, a red ribbon, that's a touch of red. The next thing, everybody's making threats to each other. Oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and it's okay to call the popos. You know, it's okay to call the popos. No, it's not okay. This is just talk. And we all can talk and talk and talk, and we can all act like we the big bad wolf, but eventually somebody's house is going to get blown down. So if you keep on talking about what you can do and what you can't do, that's unnecessary. Then you guys are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You're lashing each other, then you're trying to be friendly to each other, then you're lashing each other, then you're trying to be friendly. That's irrelevant. All it is, to me, it's a bunch of bull. You know, and I'm just, once again, this is my first time listening, and I think it's amazing that you're able to express yourself, but at the same time, I want you to look at it as you guys are adults. You're not kids. There's no way that anybody should be fighting over who gets the fall out on the floor faster than the other way. You know, it's just ignorant. It's all boys. Yes, I'm a little country boy, but my thing is, it's amazing to hear this bullshit, and yes, a lot of it's bullshit because a lot of people contradicting themselves. I'm like, I'm not condoning this, but if you catch me down the street, I'm going to hoop your ass. Wait. Are you or are you not? The thing is, why would you be fighting over some free money? And from what I can gather, you guys somewhat showed out in this hotel. So now they're going to feel this way about gay people. When it's time for us to have these events to help each other, they're going to say, oh, no, we don't want some food. Some sisters hold a damn face up. They're not going to want you. But once again, I'm just out because I know once I hang up the phone, they're going to be like, who that is? Well, I don't mind giving you my name. My name is Kevin. And I'm calling from Georgia. You got my phone number. You can give it out. I don't care anything about that. My thing is, it's just irrelevant. It's going to be a time when we're going to be able to do some things and we're going to be able to do them right. And as far as judges, let me tell you something. No one actually really qualifies to be judges because the thing is, it's just your opinion. I can like you to the T. I can see no wrong in you, and I can think you are the best, but guess what? That's just my opinion because there's going to be someone else that feels a different kind of way. Now, as far as having 13 judges, I've always seen in different competitions that's probably too many. But the thing is, how do you not have that many? Because which I see that they're trying to make it feel as if, okay, if I have a representative from this house, a representative from that house, a representative from that house, this will kind of even the score. In all actuality, it won't. But at the same time, it gives the other players some kind of security to say, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. But my only biggest thing is we should not be acting a fool about anything that's free. Y'all should not be cutting up each other's face, fighting and jumping on people. Because if you jump, hold on, let me put this on the line right fast. When you jump anybody, I don't care who you are,
okay,
that's
Kelly,
power.
Okay, Kelly. God damn, okay, Kelly.
Wait a minute, Pops. Wait a minute, wait a minute, Georgia. Go ahead, no, Pops. Please wait a minute.
Are you having a sermon?
No, go ahead, Georgia.
If you jump somebody, that's cowardly. When it's 1-on-1, then you go let go. If you gonna jump at somebody, that's cowardly. But that's what happens when we're in the house. I'm in the house, and I got to stick up with my family. This is my family. This is my family. Yeah, but when y'all kids get kicked out of their houses, where the fuck is the family being?
Wait,
when Georgia, can you think, when I have so many things you just said, but I guess that would be the same way when you're young and you got kicked out of your house and your mother came back and she still picked you up. Now, you said about fighting and free. Can I ask everybody on this phone, why should, what gives you a reason to fight? Y'all keep saying that this is free or this happened there. What happened there happens forever. What I said I apologize to is what I thought that was necessary, the Sheraton and the advocacies. What happened there, Georgia, been happening for the longest of time. And I want to ask you, what do you think, at what point do I need to slap the bitch in her face? At what point, after me coming to you, Georgia, and I'm saying, Miss Thing, could you please tell your child, and then I call you up again, and I say, listen, your child is going off at my child. Then I call you again. At what point should I allow my child to do whatever he feel that is, at what point do he get to own up and get his respect? At what point, Georgia, could you answer that one first?
Okay, so the thing is to that, because see, first of all, let me just go back to what we said. You on this talk show and you speaking your opinion. You just spoke your opinion about everything you had to say, and you made it be known to everyone that this was your opinion. You know, I'm such and such, whoever they were, I don't know who you are, but you jump on saying, well, I'm such and such, this is why I feel, I'm only human. The thing about it is, what we realize as people, that everybody, believe it or not, I can say whatever I want to say out of my mouth towards anybody, because that's just my opinion. Now, do I have a right to go hit somebody in the face when they say something? No, just look at them and say, that's a damn fool. They ought to be ashamed. Sometimes,
okay, no, when I ask you, I'm not upset at your opinion. No, your opinion was very good. It caused me to ask you this question. I'm asking you, at what point do you allow yourself, because everybody on this phone is listening to you, but everybody had a point. So now, at what point do you allow yourself, when it stops, when do you stand up for yourself, when does it stop?
No, it's not saying that you're not standing up for yourself because you allowed them to say things about you. No, that's the way they have a call.
No, she slept with my man and then slept with my, no, she slept with my man and then slept with my sister man, and now she's on the panel and nobody else knows, and she's chopping me and all my kids. And every day I went to James and I went to Tony and I said, please, she's throwing shade because of such and such. They are the big leaders. They speak to her, but some members in her house continue to do the same thing. How do I handle that, being minority, being that we're all gay people?
Great advice.
Thank you, Georgia. Thank you, Georgia, for definitely calling. I have a whole bunch more callers. Thank you, Georgia, for definitely calling.
Hey,
didn't
think.
Hold on, 201-996, you're live on the air. 202-996, you're live on the air. Girls, let me let y'all know something. We still got an hour. We still got an hour left, but whenever I come to your number and you don't say nothing and I cut you off, you're not going to be able to get back on the line. We got 1 minute, and we can still go through all these callers. But if I come to your number and you don't say nothing and I cut you off, you will not be able to get back on the line after 1 minute. 443-717, you're live on the air. 443-717, you're live on the air. Hey, 804-404, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is Letitia.
Hey, Letitia, darling.
Okay, I just wanted to say this, that I'm tired of hearing about them talking about politics and they not being bullied and all that other stuff when they really don't judge fairly, because I've seen it in action. And to me, I feel that the cameraman should be behind the judges' panel videotaping the ball, because it seems like the only time when they want to throw up a clip is when they try to defend themselves. Hello?
Yeah, you there.
Okay, so that's how I feel, that the only time you want to try to throw up a clip is when they're trying to defend themselves, when they know good and well that they're in the wrong. And I've seen it with my own eyes there in Baltimore. So I was not at that ball. But stop talking about you're not going to be bullied by this one and you're not going to be bullied by that one. Well, you're not even judging the ball fairly, and I don't even feel that you should even be on the judges panel. And it's just straight like that.
Okay, can I say something to that?
Nicole, you said what you said, and everybody do have feelings. So when it comes down to being positive and stuff, because people know that I'm positive too, but you can only take but so much. And people take that positivity that you got and they try to use that against you and make it seem like they could do anything that they want to and say anything that they want to you and act a certain way because you're not supposed to retaliate because you're so positive. So, yeah, on that note, I feel exactly where you're coming from, and it's not no shade. You understand what I'm saying? Stuff happens. Things happen. I'm sorry that that happened with his ball and at the place because it does give gay people a bad name when it comes down to that. But hell yeah, they be gay in China, and sometimes it is to knock a bitch, and it's just straight like that.
Thank you, LaTisha. Next caller is 313.
Maybe they'll stop disrespecting
me. Hi, you're live on the air. 313-725, you're live on the air. Y'all better say, let me tell y'all girls, there's a bunch of y'all girls that got y'all hands up. When I come to y'all number, y'all better say just listening or you will get cut off this line.
And
the show is done, but it's still being recorded. Because hear it, I will hang up on you and you will not be able to get back on this line.
I'm just listening. I need
to. Okay. Thank you. Okay. The next call I have is 410-963. You're live on the air.
I'm still on here from earlier. It's Demetrius.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, where is my sister?
Your sister who?
London.
London?
I'm a little bored with hearing all this rubbish.
London, are you there? Are you around? I don't think
Hello.
Miss London wants to deal with you.
All right,
she's not talking. Next call is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 404-254-254, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Okay, our son is just listening. Anybody else is on the phone lines, if you have anything to say, and if you already pressed 1, you can press 1 and take your hand down and press 1 to bring your hand back up so I can see your number come back in my queue. If you're on the phone lines and you have anything to say, you can definitely feel free to press 1. But if nobody has anything to say, and I have a message that there was only 11 people. I got a message from Keith. There was only 11 people on the judges panel, 10 of them with ballroom. And one was the public office, the public office person from the state, and she was also hurt in the fight that happened with Enrique. She was sitting next, right next to Enrique, was also hurt during the fight also. And that's the
I'm back. I'm here.
Oh, you're back. This young lady, somebody wants to speak with you. Private caller, hold on. Private caller, there's London. Private caller. Hello, are you there? Oh, I guess they're not there no more, London. They wanted to speak with you, some private caller.
Are we done with the recap? Because I'm frankly, I'm bored.
Yes, we're done with the recap. You got any tea?
No, bloody, not over right now.
Oh, hold on, we have another caller. 504-756, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing fine. Yourself, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
This is Don Juan Ebony from Houston by way of New York or what have you, and I'm one of the co-chairs of the Gulf Coast Alliance down here in Houston.
Okay.
I've been listening all night, and I want to say, Kelly, I mean, you all know who I am, but you, by name, y'all probably don't, but I do support everything that you all do. I wanted to answer Nicole's question, though.
Go ahead.
To the Georgia person. But
go
Nicole,
ahead.
And I agree with you, Nicole, and I think the point where, go ahead and bash a girl in her face or what have you, but I think it should happen after the function and outside of the function, because as a club promoter or a club owner or a person who throws balls
mm-hmm.
at different functions like that, take it
mm-hmm.
outside, because once our doors are locked,
right,
you know what I'm saying, it doesn't. We're not held responsible as a club owner or as a person that's throwing a function at this establishment.
Right,
take
and that's why I apologize to that, because if I was there, that's what it went outside. I think that was, but some things happened off of impulse. So I just was explaining that it's been around for a long time, so it was very cow, that, you know, and it was wrong to be where it was at. No, and I that's what I was apologizing for, because I never want y'all to think that, oh, we're going to go in and shove it in and turn it out, but it's in the reflex, and you're dealing with these type of people, and you're dealing with that person who's constantly doing this to you, and it's a reflex. But for where it happened at, I apologize for it, but I'm just have to be myself and say, I'm going to tell my child to defend themselves, and if they can't, bitch, I'm coming. And that's just that, and I'm going to defend them and go as far as I can go. I'm sorry.
My question
that just came across Facebook from somebody, they want to know, how do y'all feel now that y'all know that one of these people, Keith Jarb, was hurt also in the fight?
Mm-hmm. Can I say this? This is Don Juan again. I'm also a part of a national coalition that influences CDC, the White House, and everything like that as it relates to HIV/AIDS and everything like that. I've been in this ballroom community for a long time, working at POCC and other organizations that deal with HIV prevention, okay? So one thing, if they want to do, they have the dollars to go ahead and support what it is that we do, because this epidemic is catering to our community. So whether they get bashed in the face or whatever the case may be, sorry, I apologize that it happened, but this is ballroom stuff that happens for years.
Right.
Somebody want to know, how do y'all feel now that y'all know that one of the people from the organization was hurt in this fight?
We feel the same way we felt when you heard that you was in the room and the door got on fire, and this too shall pass. Because Grandpa's on the phone, and so are you.
And when Nicole was, she apologized.
Before it passed, I just want to touch on one subject.
Go ahead, London. You ain't speak all night.
Okay, yeah. So at the end of the night, the only one with left with a touch of red was Enrique.
No. Am I still on?
Yes, Enrique, you're still there.
No, that's not true. And anybody that is at the ball can tell you that's not true.
Okay.
Kelly,
can I say this so y'all can
put me on?
Go ahead.
Can I say this? I'll say this. I will still advocate on a national level that this is a community, my community, that needs to be looked at, and that needs to know the dynamics that happens within our community. And these are some of the things that happen and that you have to deal with. So, I mean, I will advocate as a public official, as a person that has been doing this work for a long time, and my name speaks for itself, especially when I used to work at POCC. So
thank you.
I got y'all back.
What I think these motherfuckers, or and it's not a motherfuckers, but I think these organizations need to take that money and stop advertising balls to get these kids in there to get tested and things. They need to take that money and try to get some of these young youth off the street and get them back in school. 404-690, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is actually Keith again. And I just wanted to come back on here, and I just want to say thank you to Nicole for her apologies and everything. It definitely was appreciated. And also that in response to what she was saying about that, you know, telling the people at the health department that things like that do happen at balls, that was something that I had explained to them beforehand. Just so things like that can happen, because when you have a lot of people in one space, regardless if it's a ball, a concert, a party, anything like that, it can happen. So that was something that, you know, and even the representative that was sitting next to Enrique that did get stopped over, she understood that too, because she was able to crawl out the way, actually, so that she didn't, you know, get, you know, hurt too much or whatever. But that was something that I did explain to them beforehand, and, you know, that, like I said, we had at the event, it was not just, a ballroom crowd. It was people that never even been to a ball before that came and just wanted to see what it was. So, you know, it was so many people, you know, over 600 people or so at the ball. So it was very, you know, it was pushed for you to even walk through the ballroom. So they did understand that. But I did want to call, and I did want to say, you know, thank you for everybody that did call and, you know, said positive things and stuff like that. I really do appreciate it. And that's it. Oh, and also, like I said, about it was, we didn't have 13 judges. We had 11 judges. 10 were ballroom, and I let someone from our agency judge just to let them get the feel of a ball and things like that. But once again, thank you, and I appreciate it. That's it.
Thank you. Well, if any other callers got anything else to say on the phone line, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open, and y'all can definitely say anything that y'all have to say. We're here, honey. Ooh, I'm going to give me a lace front wig, bitch. Ooh. Honey, how you doing? Hello? Yes. Baby, I don't know, honey. But, you know, I guess nobody else has anything else that they would like to say. So, at this time, Enrique, do you have anything else you would like to say or make a closing remark before we end the show out?
Just want to wish everybody a happy holiday. Yeah, that's it. Baltimore Coalition meeting tomorrow.
Okay, James, do you have anything you would like to say, closing remarks, or last statement before we end the show?
I got 3 more hours before I get off of work. At least one to stay on a little bit longer, probably take me through the night, but y'all go ahead and leave me, so I'm out here by myself. So everybody have a good night.
Okay. Well, Nicole has dropped off the phone lines already. London, your closing remarks or statements?
Not tonight.
Okay. Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday when I do pop in on Wednesday, I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all for loving me, and we'll be back here live tomorrow night on the official radio station for Ballroom, where you can definitely get all your information, Ballroom. We're going to take y'all away with the remix of Kevin J.C., who runs the world. How you doing?
Come again, come again, come again, come again, come again, come again.
Who run this papa? Who run this papa? Who run this papa? Who run this papa? Who run this papa?
Jaleza.
I am the voice, you have no choice. I am the voice, you have no choice. I am the voice.